It's Ladies Night at Atrium Health Ballpark on Thirsty Thursday in beautiful Kannapolis, North Carolina. The Kannapolis Cannonballers getting set for Game 3 of this six-game set at home against the Fayetteville Woodpeckers out of the Houston Astros organization. Hi, good friends. Welcome to today's broadcast. Hi, atop Atrium Health Ballpark on Valley Sports Live, MILB.TV, and your two free audio streams on KCBallers.com and the MILB First Pitch app. I'm your host, as always, for all 66 home games. Welcome in, folks. I am Dan Helody. Tyler Schweitzer gets the start for the Kannapolis Cannonballers tonight. The lefty gets the start. 3-2, the 4.75 ERA is the lefty. 6 foot, 185-pound, 22-year-old from Fishers, Indiana. Again, one of the top prospects in the White Sox system will get set on the mound, and first pitch is delivered to Zach Cole. It's in there on a fastball for a called strike at 93. 0-1 is your count. 7:02 is your first pitch time here in Kannapolis. Schweitzer on the bump, the lefty sets and will quickly fire the 0-1. This one is in the same spot for a called strike. 0-2 now on the leadoff batter, the center fielder, Zach Cole. Zach Cole, Ricardo Below, and Rolando Espinosa due up here in this first inning for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Under the leadership of Ricky Rivera, 0-2 is blocked in the dirt and skips by the catcher in Pineda. 1-2 now on the center fielder, Zach Cole. Schweitzer, the former Ball State Cardinal, the lefty, a fastball slider, a changeup, and a curveball. As mentioned, a Fishers, Indiana native. Drafted by the White Sox in the fifth round last year, he'll deliver the 1-2. This one is upstairs. Pineda will snag it. 2-2 now on the leadoff batter, Cole. Matchup of former Ball State Cardinals here, Tyler Schweitzer and Zach Cole. As a 2-2 is on the way, this one is a curveball just a bit low. Pineda will block. Count will run immediately full. And as mentioned, both Ball State Cardinals, Zach Cole at the plate against Tyler Schweitzer. These two guys making up some of that roster. 3-2, swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Zach Cole goes down on strikes for the first out of the night. It'll be Tyler Schweitzer's first punch out. It'll send things towards the way of Ricardo Below, the third baseman, with nobody on and one down. Schweitzer picks up his first strikeout of the night on the season and has done well with the strikeouts. Last time out against Fayetteville, back on the 9th of May. Six innings, one hit, two walks, six punchouts. He didn't allow anything in the way of runs as Below hacks at the first pitch he sees and misses. 0-1 is your count. And Tyler Schweitzer back in the bump, his 8th start of the season. He's decreased his walks in each of his last few outings. He's not walked more than 3 in an outing as the 0-1 grounded up the middle, diving after it is the second baseman in a Baldwin. It's not there. It'll be a base knock for Ricardo Below. So it'll be one on and one down for Rolando Espinosa. So a single for the batter in Espinosa. So it'll be one on and one down. Ricardo Below has the first hit of the night for Fayetteville. Tyler Schweitzer so far on the year has looked sharp. 3-2 on the record. His first pitch is lifted high and foul. 0-1 your count on Espinosa. Kannapolis looking to snap their losing ways. They've lost 6 of their last 7. They've lost 8 in a row here in this very ballpark against Fayetteville. They've not really had a win against these Woodpeckers since the first week of last year. 0-1 grounded towards Schweitzer. Throw to second, throw to first, and it's an ending double play. Just like that, Tyler Schweitzer gets out of it. A ground ball back to him. He gets Below out on a 1-4 put out for the second out. Rolando Espinosa down on a 1-4-3 double play. An unconventional 1-2-3 inning will set the lineups for Fayetteville when we return on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. Bottom one in your way. Sprinkle, Camaletti, and Elko do up.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hi, guys.
Bottom of the first inning at Atrium Health Ballpark. It's Jordan Sprinkle, the shortstop, leading things off for the Kannapolis Cannonballers here in Game 3 of this matchup with the Fayetteville Woodpeckers this week as Jordan Sprinkle leads it off. Camaletti and Elko to follow against the righty, Amilcar Chirinos. First pitch on the way from the righty is in there on the inside corner for a called strike. 0-1 now on a Sprinkle. Chirinos, 6'3", 200-pound, 21-year-old from Valencia, Venezuela, is Amilcar Chirinos. Delivers his 0-1 to Sprinkle, a fastball outside even at 1-1. On the year, Amilcar Chirinos, 0-0 with a 4.26 ERA. This is his third game, second start. Last time out against Myrtle Beach, tossed 72 pitches as he's got a 1-1 count on Sprinkle. Pitch is outside now, 2-1 on the Rainmaker, Jordan Sprinkle. And as mentioned, Kannapolis, losers of six of their last seven, look to snap that tonight against Fayetteville. 2-1, here's the pitch. So going to miss. Sprinkle goes after a fastball at 95. Evens the count at 2-2. Kannapolis looking to get back in their winning ways. And a night that certainly they see a little bit of glimmer of hope against a relatively inexperienced arm in the Carolina League and Amilcar Chirinos. 2-2. This one's lifted high in the air center field, and after it'll be Zach Cole moving in from center, but the right fielder Perez will camp under it and make the grab for the out of fly out into right for Jordan Sprinkle is the first down. Mario Camaletti, DH, now due up. So Camaletti will step in with nobody on and one down in this inning. Camaletti the DH tonight. Tim Elko, first baseman, is on deck batting third. Batting fourth is Bryce Willits, the third baseman. Batting fifth is the second baseman, Brooks Baldwin. As Camaletti will set for the first pitch from Chirinos in there for a called strike on the inside corner. 0-1 is your count. Luis Pineda, catcher, bats sixth. Joanna Villariano bats seventh. Batting eighth is Logan Glass, center fielder, and Drake Logan rounds out the order, batting ninth. 0-1 is in there to Camaletti for a called strike. 0-2. Mario Camaletti gets his first action in a couple of days. He has been on the bench mainly in the last few games for Pat Leland. He played on Monday night, was 0-3. Pitch upstairs from Amilcar Chirinos. 1-2 now on the Ballers DH. Sterling Heights, Michigan native is Mario Camaletti. Former Central Michigan Chippewa is the 1-2 from Chirinos. This one's up and away. Move to now 2-2 on Camaletti. Carolina League leader in walks. He's got 34 of them on the season. Only one with more in the league, but Nate Furman. He got called up to High A Lake County with the Guardians organization as the 2-2 from Chirinos. This one's foul tipped into the mid of the catcher Garcia. It'll be out number two of the frame of the first strikeout for Amilcar Chirinos. Two down, nobody on for Tim Elko. Defensive setup tonight for Fayetteville. Left to right in the outfield, McGowan, Cole, and Perez. Below Espinosa, Molina, and Gaston are in the infield. Behind the dish is John Garcia. For the righty, Amilcar Chirinos. As Elko steps in, Carolina League leader in home runs. Faces off as this one is up and in buzzes the tower. Elko, not a huge fan of that pitch. It almost hits him in the jaw. 1-0 is your count on Tim Elko. Again, as mentioned, one of the better bats in the Carolina League all around. Elko leading in a whole lot of categories. 1-0 on the way from Chirinos is just a bit outside now, 2-0. Elko leading most offensive categories in the Carolina League. Home runs, hits, doubles, extra base hits, and total bases. 2-0 count. Here's the pitch from the righty. This one is weakly tapped towards third base. Coming in after is below. He's not going to get there in time. Elko's going to leg it out. It'll be an infield single for Tim Elko. A two-out base knock, and the Ballers have their first base runner of the night, their first hit of the evening. It'll be a one-on and two-out situation for Bryce Willits. So Bryce Willits will step in with one on and two down in the frame. As third baseman below was set up back against the righty bat of Elko. So a weak tapper towards third base was just exactly what they needed. This one's weakly tapped towards the mound. Snagging it out of the air is Chirinos, and he'll flip to first for the out. All that's needed is one pitch to Bryce Willits, and there's the third out of the inning. So just like that, the ballers will strand one, a base hit from Tim Elko. That will conclude the first inning. Canapolis and Fayetteville still scoreless at Atrium Health Ballpark. We'll send it to a quick break and be right back here on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. Scoreless in Canapolis. Tyler Schweitzer returns to the mound for inning number two against Luis Encarnacion. First pitch is hacked and missed for strike one. 0-1 is your count. Encarnacion, Garcia, and McGowan do up. Top of the second inning in a scoreless ball game. Both sides of the hit apiece. And Schweitzer back on the bump. 0-1 grounded towards short. Sprinkle backhand and fire across in time for the out. A 6-3 ground out for Luis Encarnacion is the first out of the frame. That's four up and relatively three down. But we've gotten through the inning at the minimum as Tyler Schweitzer has done sharp so far as John Garcia is now going to step in. One out and nobody on. Garcia, the catcher, bats fifth in the lineup. Garrett McGowan, the left fielder, bats sixth. Batting seventh is the second baseman, Leo's Danny Molina. Sandro Gaston, the first baseman, bats eighth. And batting ninth is Frank Perez as this pitch to Garcia is off the plate. 1-0 on John Garcia. Looking in for the signs is Schweitzer. Here's the 1-0. Breaking ball is up and away. Now 2-0 on John Garcia. One of two Woodpeckers last night with a home run. It was the deciding home run in that seventh inning from Luis Encarnacion that gave Fayetteville the win last night, 2-1. 2-0 lifted high and foul down the right field line. It'll end up in section 101 and be a souvenir. 2-1 your count on John Garcia. Garcia, the catcher tonight for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers out of the Houston Astros organization. Schweitzer's 2-1 is low and inside. Count a move now to 3-1. Batting just 152, but he does have the three home runs that have helped Fayetteville in great numbers. 3-1 is inside and low for ball four. Schweitzer will issue his first walk of the night. It's a one-out free pass to John Garcia. That'll put a base runner on with one down for Garrett McGowan. So Schweitzer making again his eighth start of the year. Run into trouble in his last two outings. He's allowed at least six hits and five runs in both of his previous two outings against Augusta and Carolina. As for Fayetteville, he shut him down. Six innings of one-hit baseball with six punch-outs as this one's in there for a strike 0-1 to Garrett McGowan. Schweitzer has certainly been consistent. He's pitched at least five innings in all of his appearances. The only time he didn't pitch five innings was against Fayetteville. He went six. 0-1 to McGowan, lefty-lefty matchup as this one is spun outside, moving to now 2-1. 1-1 on Kara McGowan. Defensive setup for the Kannapolis Cannonballers tonight. Laureano, Glass, and Logan. Left to right in the outfield. Infield goes Willits, Sprinkle, Baldwin, and Elko. Behind the dish is Luis Pineda. 1-1. McGowan gets a hold of it, but it's high and foul down the left field line. 1-2 on McGowan. Second baseman tonight, Leo's Danny Molina waits on deck. Top of the second inning, a scoreless ball game here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Pleasure to have you join us tonight on Bally Live and MILB TV. And Schweitzer gets the 1-2. This one's grounded back towards the mound. It's a 1-6-3 double play to end the inning. Two innings and two inning-ending double plays. This time it's a 1-6-3. Garrett McGowan grounds out to complete the inning. A 1-6 put out of John Garcia at second is the second out. Just like that, Tyler Schweitzer's faced the minimum through two. He's allowed one hit and walked one, but two double plays. It has been sharp work by the Ballers defense tonight. Bottom of the second inning. We'll be right back after a short break of the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. Brooks Baldwin steps in, second inning goes here at Atrium Health Ballpark. First pitch from Emil Garcharinos in the frame is in there for a called strike. 0-1 is your count. It'll be Baldwin due up. After him is Luis Pineda and Joanna Bill Laureano as we're in the bottom of the second. Scoreless game at Atrium Health Ballpark. Pitch is inside from Chirinos. 1-1 is your count. Again, Baldwin, Pineda, and Laureano. Emil Garcharinos, this is his third appearance on the season. He has one outing against Down East, one outing against Myrtle Beach. Two tough opponents as Baldwin gets a piece of that pitch. 1-2 is your count. Last time out, 3 2/3 innings for Emil Garcharinos. 5 hits, 3 runs, 2 earned, 2 walks, and 2 punchouts. 72 pitches on his night. In his debut against Down East back on the 20th of May, looked sharp. 1-2, swing and a miss for strike 3. The second punch out of the night for Emil Garcharinos is had. Baldwin will have a seat. 1 down, and Luis Pineda due up. Against Down East, 2 2/3, a hit, a run, 2 walks, 2 punchouts. He has looked sharp so far with the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. He pitched some in the Dominican Summer League with the Astros. This is making his stateside debut this year with the Woodpeckers. Pineda will get the first pitch from the righty. It's outside. 1-0 is your count to the catcher, Luis Pineda. Want to say it's the first time all year that Pineda has caught 2 nights in a row. Him and Troy Klontz have been pretty much trading it back and forth on the week as the 1-0 is outside. 2-0 your count. Certainly have been a couple of nights where Pineda and Klontz have shared duties of catching for Ballers pitching staff. As a 2-0 count, here's Chirinos' pitch. Swing and a miss, now 2-1. Pineda went chasing after a breaking ball, it appeared, from Amilcar Chirinos. 21 years of age is Chirinos. As for Luis Pineda, quite the power guy. He's got a two-game on-base streak. Looking to continue it here. 2-1 is swung in this now. 2-2 is your count. Amilcar Chirinos, we're getting the better of him. Pineda last night, 1-for-4 with 2 strikeouts. He's got 16 hits on the year, 3 homers, 12 RBI. Doesn't walk a lot. Not a huge strikeout guy necessarily compared to other guys in the lineup. 2-2 count. Pineda will set. Here is the 2-2 from Chirinos. Lifted high and foul over everybody's head. Count will even at 2-2. And stay put. We'll do it again. Joanna Bill Laureano awaiting on deck as the Ballers looking for some offense against this Fayetteville Woodpecker pitching staff that has given them some trouble so far in this series. 2-2, here's the pitch. This one's lifted in the air in a shallow left, and after it is McGowan. Backtracking is the shortstop Espinosa, but McGowan calls him off. It'll make the snag for the out. A fly out into left for Luis Pineda. That is the second out of the frame. Joanna Bill Laureano now due up with nobody on and two down. Laureano digs in with nobody on and two down against Amilcar Chirinos. He did pitch last night. Did play last night, I should say. Drove in the only run for Kannapolis. He had the sacrifice fly. Chirinos' pitch is just a bit upstairs. 1-0 here now. Your count to Laureano. Laureano getting that sacrifice fly last night. The only run Kannapolis was able to snag. Chirinos' 1-0 is fouled off straight back. We'll have a 1-1 count now on the Ballers' left fielder. Again, the difference last night, Laureano with that sacrifice fly gave Kannapolis one run and evened the game. Then a seventh-inning solo homer from Luis Encarnacion broke the tie, and Kannapolis was unable to come back. A 1-1 pitch from Chirinos is low, blocked by the catcher Garcia. 2-1 now on Laureano. This is game number 3 of the 6-game set. We'll have games every day until next Sunday. Not even this upcoming Sunday, next Sunday. Do have a break on Monday. A whole lot of action coming your way here at Atrium Health Ballpark for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Pitch is swung and a miss. 2-2 now to Laureano. Finish up this 6-game set with Fayetteville on Sunday. Monday off, and then we welcome the Lynchburg Hillcats to town for 6 games next week, Tuesday through Sunday. 2-2, here's Chirinos' pitch. This one is tapped just ever so fair. It'll be a play for the catcher Garcia. Pat Leland's going to come have a chat with home plate umpire Tyler Hovick, as it looks like it's a 2-U for the time being. The catcher Garcia made the play in fair ground and tagged out Laureano. So at the moment, it looks like it is a completed out number 3. Leland's going to argue, but it looks like it is the out. It'll be a 2-U. 3 outs are had. 1-2-3 for Amilcar Chirinos. To the third we go at Atrium Health Ballpark. Quick break. We'll be right back after a couple of messages on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live.
Hi guys, it's Mark with Oak Valley Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our wave technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 704-754-5555. That's 704-754-5555. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Oak Valley Medical Clinic now to qualify. 704-754-5555.
Leo's Danny Molina, Sandro Gaston, and Frank Perez do up top of the third inning in a tie ball game. We're at zero, still scoreless here at Atrium Health Ballpark as Leo's Danny Molina swings and misses on a fastball from Schweitzer. 0-1 is your count. Molina, Gaston, and Perez against the lefty. Schweitzer, who has looked sharp in his two innings. He's allowed a base runner, but he's picked up a double play ball in each of his first two innings as Molina will foul off the 0-1 straight back. 0-2 now on the Woodpeckers' second baseman. Of course, a busy night in the Carolina League, around the league, a whole bunch of action going on, a bunch of new series as the race for the Carolina League divisions tightened up. It has been a fun little stretch. 0-2 from Schweitzer. This one's lifted high and foul. Move to now an 0-2. We'll do it again. Schweitzer again, the former Ball State lefty, second in the country in Division 1 and wins with 11 in 2022. It was a very impressive lefty arm for Ball State. 0-2, here's the lefty's pitch. Fastball right down Broadway. Ring him up, got him looking, called. Strike three. Tyler Schweitzer has his second punch out of the night. Leo's Danny Molina will have a seat. He takes a peek at strike three. And now Sandro Gaston due up. One down and nobody on. So a backwards K in the book for Leo's Danny Molina. Schweitzer now has two punch outs. First pitch to Gaston is in there for a called strike and a breaking ball, 0-1. Native of Fishers, Indiana is Tyler Schweitzer, a fifth round pick, 161st overall by the Chicago White Sox as Gaston will line. This one foul down the right field line. 0-2 now on the Woodpeckers' first baseman. Number 23 ranked overall prospect in the White Sox system per MLB Pipeline. Fifth round pick again for the White Sox here in Kannapolis. He was the opening day starter back on the 6th of April in Down East. Five innings, three hits, two runs, a walk, and six punch outs. 0-2 count. Here's the lefty's offering. Just a bit outside. Now 1-2 on the fastball, 94. Schweitzer definitely has looked sharp over the year. He's done well in mixing his curveball and his fastball. 1-2, just a bit low now, 2-2. Certainly a close call. Schweitzer has indeed looked sharp. It's been a good mix of fastball, good mix of curveball. And the two have been very tough to hit. 2-2, just a bit upstairs and away to Gaston. Now 3-2. And changeup was the bread and butter for Schweitzer. In his last outing, despite getting the loss against Augusta. 3-2, one out, here's the pitch. Swung on and foul, tipped off. Pineda, will count will remain full. Against Sandro Gaston. Frank Perez, left fielder, awaiting on deck. Top of the third inning, a scoreless ball game between the Fayetteville Woodpeckers and York Annapolis Cannonballers. Schweitzer sets, 3-2. This one is fouled off, it'll land into Cannonballer way. Straight back over everyone's head. 3-2 is your count. Schweitzer sets, 3-2. This one's fouled off straight back again. We'll keep it at 3-2. Sandro Gaston and Tyler Schweitzer kind of fighting in this at-bat. This will be the eighth pitch of the at-bat. For Gaston, who's batting 164 in the year. 3-2, here's the pitch. This one's fouled off yet again, and we'll do it again. Nine pitches now in the at-bat. Frank Perez still awaiting his turn on deck here in this one. As Kannapolis looking for some success. 3-2. This one's fouled off of Sandro Gaston's foot. And we'll have a 10th pitch of the at-bat. Good battle here, and Sandro Gaston is running Tyler Schweitzer's pitch count up. 3-2, here's the lefty's pitch. Tapped back towards the mound. Schweitzer took a wrong turn. Baldwin's going to have to charge in. He fields it, fires over to first. Did he get him? Yes, he did. A nice play by Brooks Baldwin. A 4-3 ground out for Sandro Gaston. Schweitzer looked like he had a chance to make the play, but he made the wrong turn around. Baldwin was there to make the snag, and it's two down now in the frame for the nine-hole man, Frank Perez. So now Frank Perez, the right fielder, steps in. First pitch on the way. The lefty's pinch is a fastball in the inside corner. 0-1 is your count. Schweitzer has faced the minimum so far tonight, despite allowing one hit and one walk. 0-1 on the way from the lefty. Hammer in the strike zone with another fastball. 0-2. Top of the order, Zach Cole awaiting on deck. Frank Perez still searching for his first base hit of the year. 0-2 count, Schweitzer's offering. This one is tapped towards short. Routine play for Sprinkle. He'll set his feet and fire over to first in time for the out. A 6-3 ground out for Frank Perez. And through three, Tyler Schweitzer has faced the minimum. We're still scoreless in Atrium Health Ballpark. Bottom third headed your way after a short break in the Ballers Baseball Network. It'll be Logan Glass, Drake Logan, and Jordan Sprinkle due up when we return on the Ballers Baseball Network and Bally Sports Live.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Logan Glass, Drake Logan, Jordan Sprinkle do a bottom of the third inning here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Amilcar Chirinos returns to the mound. We'll set things up, and Chirinos will get the pitch to Logan Glass. It's up and in. 1-0 is your count on a breaking ball. Logan Glass still searching for his first hit against the Fayetteville Woodpeckers here in 2023, as he'll hack him at 1-0 and miss. Now 1-1 is your count. Logan Glass on the year. This is his third game against Fayetteville. He's drawn three walks, but he's still searching for his first hit. He is 0-4 on the year against Fayetteville. 1-1 count. Chirinos will set, pitch delivered. Just a bit low and outside. It'll be a 2-1 count on Glass. Again, Glass, Logan, and Sprinkle. Bottom third, a scoreless game. Both sides with just one hit each. Kannapolis getting their hit on a little dribbler from Tim Elko. 2-1. Just a bit low. Count will move to now 3-1 on Logan Glass. Mustang, Oklahoma native, 22nd round pick in 2019 for the Chicago White Sox. 3-1 count. Ronnie Chirino sets, pitch delivered. Glass will take, but it's a called strike at the plate. Count will run full. Drake Logan, the right fielder, awaiting on deck. Ballers and Woodpeckers still scoreless. Chirinos will set. Here's the righty's pitch. Logan Glass will lift this one high and deep right field. This one's hooking. It'll hook foul. It'll land in the construction area over by Stadium Lofts. It hits off of the concourse and lands in the fenced area where Stadium Lofts is currently under construction. Can't wait to have that one open. A first floor Towel City Tavern. New Cannonballers team store. Second floor will be the team offices, and then third through seventh floors will have residential areas. They are pre-leasing, so go get your applications in. I'd love to have a view down into the ballpark. That'd be a lot of fun. 3-2 from Chirinos. Glass will stay alive and foul it off. Count will stay put at full. Imagine having an apartment or a condo or something like that, and you look down, and there's a whole ballpark right there. And you know you can go downstairs and get some of the world's best barbecue and some beer. Good times for sure. Full count, nobody out. Logan Glass at the plate. Here's Chirinos' pitch. This one's lifted in the air left field. That's landing, and it'll hook just a bit foul. Logan Glass thought he had an extra base knock down the line. Count will run full still on Logan Glass. He thought he had an opportunity there. The count will run full, and they'll do the pitch again. Full count on Logan Glass. He'll do it again against the Milcar Chirinos. Drake Logan, the right fielder, still awaiting. Chirinos' pitch count so far just shy of 40. He's at 37 on the night. Pitch number 38 will come to Glass, who's batting now 211 on the season. 3-2. Just a bit outside for ball four. Logan Glass will draw his third walk of the week already. He has definitely improved in that way. He'll send it to a base runner on and nobody out for Drake Logan. Drake Logan, a guy that has been trying to cut down on strikeouts. It hasn't really gone his way yet. He's kind of run into some tough pitching. But Drake Logan on the week so far, 0 for 6 with 5 strikeouts. With Logan Glass at first now, it's definitely some speed. Chirinos' pitch, a fastball upstairs, Logan will take. 1-0 is your count. Drake Logan, a Shelton State Community College product, a 19th round pick in 2022 by the Chicago White Sox. Call San Diego, California home. A 1-0 count here is Chirinos' pitch. Just a bit outside, count will move to 2-0. Always wanted to go to San Diego. Heard there's some good beaches out there. Heard there's some good fish tacos out there. I was talking to Drake Logan. He said there's some really good spots for some fish tacos out there. Big fish taco guy, big shrimp taco guy. 2-0 count. Here's Chirinos' pitch. This one's upstairs. It buzzes the tower of Drake Logan. It'll go to the backstop. It'll be a wild pitch that allows Logan Glass to get to second. So now a runner in scoring position for the first time for either side tonight, as Kannapolis now will have that opportunity. Logan Glass is at second, a 3-0 count on Drake Logan. Amilcar Chirinos getting a little wild with it on the mound. Top of the order, Jordan Sprinkle awaits on deck. Glass at second with a good lead. Chirinos sets, 3-0 pitch. Up and in, ball four, back-to-back walks by Amilcar Chirinos. Logan Glass and now Drake Logan put runners on the base paths for Kannapolis. And Jordan Sprinkle, a bit of a live wire bat's going to step in with two on and nobody out in the frame. Certainly a good opportunity if you're Kannapolis. They have yet to get a lead to start off the game. In both times these two sides have played this week, Fayetteville has struck first. And a home run in the third last night, and on Monday they scored in the first inning. The Sprinkle gets a bunt down, but it lands foul. Count will go to 0-1. A good bunt scenario here. Logan Glass and Drake Logan both certainly a guy with speed. And with nobody out, Sprinkle can certainly push a sack bunt down. As the corners are going to have to play in a little bit with Glass and Logan on the base paths. Sprinkle will set at the plate against Chirinos. Pitch on the way. Sprinkle gets the shows bunt. He'll pull it back as this one's up and away. 1-1 now on Sprinkle. He's not even being secretive with his efforts. Definitely trying to lay a bunt down here is Jordan Sprinkle. Glass with a decent lead. Same with Drake Logan. Sprinkle will set. He'll swing at this one and foul it off straight back. 1-2, your count. And now you really can't bunt. Again, a foul bunt with two strikes is a strikeout. So Jordan Sprinkle will have to put a ball in play here if he has any hopes of putting Kannapolis on top. Even a bunt would be a little hairy. 1-2 count, Chirino sets, pitch delivered. This one's lined in a right. That's right at the right fielder, Perez, who will grab it on the run for the out. It'll be a line out into right for Jordan Sprinkle. Just a little too hard hit into right. If that ball would have dropped, Logan Glass would have scored. However, we're not going to play the what-if game. As Sprinkle lines out, he's now 0 for 2 on the night. Mario Camiletti steps in with two on and one down. Good hard hit ball from Sprinkle, and you want to see those results. But it lands just a little too far in the outfield where Frank Perez is patrolling. Camaletti sets pitches upstairs from Chirinos, 1-0. Camaletti, his first at bat, he struck out swinging. Carolina League leader in walks, as mentioned. And the last thing that Chirinos wants to do is walk Camaletti, because you have the Carolina League leader in home runs awaiting on deck in Tim Elko. A 1-0 count. Here's Chirinos' pitch. Camaletti lifts this one high and foul over everybody's head. 1-0 now evens to 1-1. Kannapolis under the leadership of Pat Leland, of course, son of legendary manager Jim Leland. The Kannapolis Cannonballers back at 500. They're 23-23 on the season. Fourth place in the Carolina League South Division. A 1-1 count. Chirinos' pitch is outside. Logan will have to scurry back at first as a fake pump fake from John Garcia behind the dish keeps him grounded over at first. Logan with a good lead at first. Glass at second with a more conservative approach. Camaletti at the plate with a 2-1 count. Here's the pitch from Chirinos. This one's fouled off the protective netting. Count will move to 2-2 off the very top of the protective netting. Had that ball been a little bit higher, probably would have been a gift in Sweet 7 for our wonderful fans here tonight at Atrium Health Ballpark. It's Ladies' Night. It's Thirsty Thursday here at Atrium Health Ballpark, and a beautiful night. 2-2. Camaletti lifts this one high and foul. We'll do it again as Chirinos' pitch count slowly climbing with some of these tough at-bats. There is an arm getting loose down the line for the Woodpeckers. Appears to be Manuel Urias. A 2-2 count on Camaletti. Sending on the bump is Chirinos. Here's the 2-2. Camaletti will take wisely. Count will run full as that one comes upstairs. Camaletti, the shortest player on the Kannapolis Cannonballers roster at 5'9". We love our short king, though. He leads the Carolina League in walks. Definitely an on-base machine. 3-2 from Chirinos. This one is fouled off over my head. We'll keep the count full at 3-2. Big difference in height last week, or the week before, I should say, 2 weeks ago, when Camaletti at 5'9 was facing Jacob Mizurowski at 6'7 with the Carolina Mudcats. 6'7 and throwing 100 miles an hour. Quite a difference. 3-2 count. Runners will be going. Here is the pitch. Fastball upstairs or ball four. Mario Camaletti draws a walk. I feel like a broken record saying it so much, but it's another walk for Camaletti. He'll take first base. To third goes Glass, and to second goes Drake Logan. And oh me, oh my, it's the power bat of Tim Elko due up with the bases loaded and one down. That's going to prompt a mound visit from pitching coach Zach Wilkins for Amilcar Chirinos. Yep, that's not a fun position I'd want to be in if I'm a Fayetteville Woodpecker pitcher. Bases loaded and one down. You got bases chuck full of ballers with just one out in the inning. And, of course, Carolina League leader in home runs, Tim Elko, stepping in. Elko, a power bat, and will make you pay if you leave a slider hanging over the middle of the plate. Carolina League leader in home runs. He's two behind in RBI. He is one above recently promoted David McCabe and Creed Willems. Both McCabe and Willems with Augusta and Delmarva respectively being promoted to high A. McCabe to the Rome Braves in the Atlanta Braves organization, and Creed Willems sent from the Delmarva Shorebirds to the Aberdeen Ironbirds in the Baltimore Orioles organization. Elko's going to step in. One out, and bases are loaded for Kannapolis. Here's Chirinos' pitch. This one's up and in. Now 1-0 count. Basically started with the same pitch as last time. Elko had to duck out of the way. A 1-0 count on Elko. Leading in home runs. He is third in slugging percentage in the league, only behind Abby Ortiz of Down East and Dominic Keegan of Charleston. 1-0 from Chirinos. Elko hacks in it. This one's fouled off straight back. 1-1 is your count. Elko is second in RBIs, only behind Sam Basalo of the Delmarva Shorebirds. Elko leads the league in hits with 51, doubles with 12. Extra base hits with 21, total bases with 90. 1-1 on the way. Elko swings at it. This one is back spun foul over everybody's head. 1-2 is your count on Tim Elko. Still not out of the woods, even if you get a strikeout of Elko. Carolina League's hottest batter in Bryce Willits awaiting on deck, who is batting close to 400 in the month of May. Of course, June 1st. Happy June 1st. 1-2 count. Here's the pitch. Just a bit outside. Garcia has to leap and make the grab to keep that ball in front of him. 2-2. Of course, that ball, if it gets to the backstop, Logan Glass will scurry home. Glass at third. Drake Logan at second. Mario Camaletti is at first. A 2-2 count. One down, bottom third. Kannapolis and Fayetteville still scoreless. Chirino sets and balk. He motioned with the left leg, and that'll prompt a run to score. Logan Glass will score. Drake Logan to third, and Mario Camaletti to second. That front leg, it twitched for Amilcar Chirinos. And immediately, the run scores. Home plate umpire and Tyler Hovick honestly didn't see it for a second, but Frank Jones, the infield umpire, immediately saw it. I think everybody saw that up here in the press box. His front leg completely just, it twitched. No other way to put it. It just forcibly went out of place. And it looks like now, on the twitch, he might have injured himself, as head athletic trainer Jennifer Bardales is going to come out, and it looks like he's being removed from the ball game. Kind of a crazy little instance we've got here. Elko still has a 2-2 count, and Fayetteville's going to put a new arm on the mound. They're going to have all the time they need for this new arm, considering it is an injury replacement, technically, as a trainer came out on the play. So the Ballers are going to take a 1-0 lead. Glass will score on a balk. Drake Logan at third, Camaletti to second. So with the balk, Kannapolis takes the lead. And we'll have a new arm on the way for Fayetteville. We'll take a short break and we'll be right back. We're going to sort everything out here on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. Manuel Arias will take over for Fayetteville when we return. 1-0 Kannapolis here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Well, Tim Elko is still on the mound as Manuel Urias takes over. That 6'6", 200-pound righty from Ahome, Sinaloa, Mexico. I definitely butchered that, folks. It's all good. Manuel Urias takes over. Tim Elko at the plate. A 2-2 count, one down, bottom of the third. Kannapolis leads 1-0 as Urias' pitch is in the dirt, blocked by the catcher in Garcia. 3-2 now your count on Tim Elko. As being removed from this ballgame was Amilcar Chirinos. Being removed by the trainer and Jennifer Bardales. It looked like a bit of an odd instance on the balk, of course, sends the run home. Logan Glass scores on it. Looked like a left leg twitch from Amilcar Chirinos. 3-2 count. Arias takes over. He is 1-0 with a 4.91 ERA. Here's the 3-2. This one's weakly tapped towards third base. Coming into play is below, and he muffs the ball. Elko's going to reach first, and scoring will be Drake Logan. It'll be an E5 on the third baseman, Ricardo Below, and everyone's going to move up a base and be safe. It's an E5. They're going to get the RBI. Tim Elko will get the RBI on the play, but it is still the error. So Elko reaches on the E5. He does get the RBI. Scoring is Drake Logan, so that's now 2-0 Kannapolis. Camaletti will stay put at second, so it's 2 on and 1 down still for Bryce Willits. So now a balk and an error have given Kannapolis 2 runs already in this one, as this one is in there for a called strike from Arias, 0-1 on Bryce Willits. Willits, one of the hottest bats in the Carolina League in the last few weeks. He has been absolutely sensational. 0-1 count. Pitch from Arias is in there on a fastball. Called strike. 0-2 is your count. Since May 1st, Bryce Willits is batting .360 with 10 extra base hits, 15 RBI, 10 walks, and he's got an OPS of over 1,000. 0-2 is just a bit low and outside. Move it to now a 1-2 count on Willits. If you look at all across the Carolina League, Bryce Willits is second to only Avi Ortiz in that category as far as OPS. He has been sensational. 1-2. This one's hacked and a missed for strike three. Willits went after a fastball from Manuel Urias, and it is the second strikeout. The first strikeout of the day for Urias, second out of the frame. So it'll be 2 on still and 2 down for Brooks Baldwin. So Elko gets the RBI on the error. He reaches on the fielding error. Drake Logan scores. So Camaletti's at second. Elko's at first. Baldwin at the plate. Manuel Urias takes over. Made his Woodpeckers debut on the 25th against Down East back in April. Pitch on the way. Fastball lower part of the zone for a called strike. 0-1. Baldwin and Ido for 1 of the strikeout in the second inning, as Urias claimed off waivers from the Philadelphia Phillies back in December 2022. Spent last year down in Clearwater. 0-1 is outside. 1-1 is your count. Spent 3 games with the Clearwater Threshers in the Florida State League at single-A baseball level. Spent some time in the Complex League as well, which, guess where the Complex League location is for Philadelphia? It's in Clearwater. As Baldwin will poke this 1-1 high in the air right field, backtracking is Perez. He looks up, collides with the wall, and it lands down at fair ground. Camaletti will score. Elko rounding third. He's going to score. Sliding in safely is Brooks Baldwin. It's a 2 RBI triple. And the Ballers will take a 4-0 lead. Brooks Baldwin adds 2 more to the ledger. It's 4-0 Kannapolis in the third inning here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Brooks Baldwin, it looked like he didn't get the best contact on that ball, but he still poked it very high and very deep in the right field. Colliding with that wall out in right was Perez. It's kind of like a fence out there, and you saw it kind of collapse down in that ribbon board area. Nonetheless, Kannapolis has put up 4 runs in this frame. They lead 4-0 over the Fayetteville Woodpeckers as Arias' first pitch to Pineda. Check swing, he doesn't go around, says Frank Jones. A 1-0 count on Luis Pineda. My goodness, what an inning this has been. A balk, a RBI reach on an error, and a 2 RBI triple from Brooks Baldwin, and Kannapolis all of a sudden leads 4-0. 1-0 in there on the inside corner for a called strike. 1-1 on Luis Pineda. Pineda is 0-1 today. He flew out to left field his first time up. Brooks Baldwin picks up his second triple on the year. He has been sensational. Pineda skies the 1-1 high and deep right field. This one is in the air, hooking, foul. Lands in the area of gate one over by the stadium loft construction area. A 1-2 count still on Luis Pineda. As he'll call time at the plate against Manuel Urias. Kannapolis has scored 4 runs. They have just 2 hits. One of those is a Brooks Baldwin RBI triple. Another one was a single in the first inning from Elko. Other than that, Kannapolis has kind of lucked out and picked up some runs in this one. 1-2 from Arias. Baldwin at third as Pineda takes. It's in the dirt block by the catcher, Garcia. 2-2, your even count. Baldwin picks up his 22nd and 23rd RBI of the season. One of the more recent additions to the top 30 prospects list of the White Sox, and he's showing it off. 2-2 in the dirt, blocked by the catcher Garcia again, and he gives Brooks Baldwin at third a very bombastic side eye as Baldwin was kind of dancing on the base path. He wanted to steal home with a wild pitch from Urias, but staying at third is Baldwin. And Urias will set up with a 3-2 count. Two outs, bottom third, ballers on top, 4-0. Here's the 3-2. This one is tapped foul off of the foot of Luis Pineda. That has got to hurt. Count will remain full. Joanna Bill Laureano awaiting on deck. Bottom of the third, Kannapolis on top, 4-0. Pineda 0-for-1, as mentioned, that fly out into left. Urias, the second arm used by Fayetteville tonight, as a 3-2 count, pitch delivered. Swing and a miss. Pineda goes down swinging at a strikeout. That'll conclude the third inning, but damage done. Kannapolis picks up 4 runs in the frame on just one hit. An RBI triple from Brooks Baldwin puts 2 on the board after a balk and then a ball in play from Tim Elko that resulted in a fielding error by the third baseman below. 4-0 Kannapolis at Atrium Health Ballpark. That'll send us into a break. Fourth inning we go at Atrium Health Ballpark. 4-0 Ballers. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Bally Sports Live. Top of the order due up for Fayetteville in this fourth inning. Zach Cole will step in and he'll hack at the first pitch and miss for strike one. 0-1 is your count. Zach Cole, the center fielder. Ricardo Below, the third baseman, and Rolando Espinosa to follow. Tyler Schweitzer returns to the mound. A three-inning night so far with 2 punch-outs as Cole will tap this 0-1 foul. Now 0-2 on Zach Cole, the center fielder. Top of the fourth, Kannapolis on top, 4-0. They've picked up 4 in that third inning. Thanks to a balk, a fielding error, and then a 2-RBI triple from Brooks Baldwin. An 0-2 count with nobody out. Top of the fourth here in Kannapolis. Here is Schweitzer's 0-2. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. It's a swing and a miss strikeout again for Zach Cole. And the better Ball State Cardinal so far tonight has been Tyler Schweitzer. He has faced the minimum and struck out now 3 batters. 2 of those being Zach Cole. Ricardo Below will now step in with nobody on and 1 down. Schweitzer has struck out 3 through 3 1/3. First pitch to Below, a sharp grounder past the shortstop, sprinkle into left center. That'll be a base knock for Ricardo Below. He's got a multi-hit game now. He's got his second single of the night. It's like me in a Wendy's order. 2 singles, that's all I need. Don't need a double or nothing. Just give me 2 burgers. That's all I need. Multi-hit game for Ricardo Below. He is on first base, and now Rolando Espinosa is going to step in. Rolando Espinosa has been racking up those frequent flyer miles for the Houston Astros organization. He has been a little bit of everywhere. International free agent signing in 2017. Just last year alone, he spent time in the rookie ball level with Fayetteville, with Corpus Christi, and with Sugarland, as the pitch is outside of 1-0 is your count. Of course, you go through the Houston Astros minor league system. A very, very spread out system between North Carolina and Texas. 1-0 is in there for a called strike. 1-1 is your count. Just this year alone, he's played for three teams, Fayetteville, Sugar Land, and Corpus Christi. Corpus Christi and Sugar Land being in the Texas region over by the Houston Astros. 1-1, fastball is just a bit outside, 2-1. You go through the Astros organization. You start after the Dominican Summer League and the Complex League with the Astros. You come to Fayetteville with the Woodpeckers. After Fayetteville is the High A Asheville Tourists. Just in the west of us a couple hours. 2-1 is hacked and a miss for strike 2, 2-2. If you've never made it out to Asheville for a ball game, it is a bucket list ballpark. One of the oldest ballparks in minor league baseball. Babe Ruth played there back in the day. McCormick Field, a very legendary field. And it is pretty cool. One of the coolest things they have that big wall in right field on their scoreboard. On the top it says visitors, on the bottom it says tourists. A 2-2 count, pitch delivered, swung and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Rolando Espinosa will have a seat. Tyler Schweitzer has picked up now four strikeouts on his night. And Luis Encarnacion, the DH, will step in with a runner on and two down. So after Asheville, just a couple hours west of us, then you start your journey over to Texas. The Corpus Christi Hooks in the AA Texas League. And then you progress to the Sugar Land Space Cowboys in AAA. Pitch is fouled off. 0-1 is your count. Sugar Land, of course, the place where they had the Atlantic League team for a long time. Independent ball. They were the Sugar Land Skeeters with the Mosquito logo. Their colors were black and yellow. And then they transitioned to the Space Cowboys with that really cool-looking color scheme. 0-1, this one is lined over the glove of Sprinkle into left field for a base hit. Luis Encarnacion has himself a base knock in the fourth inning. It's a station-to-station base hit. 2-1 now for Fayetteville, and 2 down. John Garcia, the catcher, steps in. Actually, a fun fact about Sugar Land out in the Texas area, the AAA team for the Astros, it's the closest affiliate AAA to the majors. By mileage, it's the closest. It's only about 20 miles between the Sugar Land Space Cowboys and the Houston Astros. Very smart work by Houston, keeping their AAA team close by in case they need to call someone up in a hurry. Schweitzer's pitch is inside of John Garcia. A 1-0 count on Garcia, the catcher. Top of the fourth, 4-0 Kannapolis. Pleasure having you here on the broadcast. Dan Helody bringing you all the action. As we're enjoying a beautiful night for baseball. Kannapolis on top, 4-0. But Fayetteville threatening here. A 1-0 count, Schweitzer's pitch. This one is fouled off. It'll land on the siding and land into the seating bowl area. A 1-1 count on John Garcia. Don't you love minor league baseball? I love just talking about minor league baseball. It's a really fun 120 teams across two countries. There is one minor league team in Canada, the Vancouver Canadiens. High A for the Toronto Blue Jays. 1-1, grounded towards second. Baldwin will field and step on second for the out. Luis Encarnacion is the forced out at second base for the third out. John Garcia grounds into the FC in my book. He doesn't get charged with the out, but it does conclude this top of the fourth inning. Kannapolis is on top 4-0. We'll take a quick break and be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. Kannapolis on top big over Fayetteville here in Kannapolis. Bottom of the fourth inning at Atrium Health Ballpark. Kannapolis on top 4-0 here over the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Joanna Bill Laureano will start his at-bat with a 0-1 count as he didn't get in the batter's box in a timely manner. It's a 1-1 count now on Joanna Bill Laureano. Laureano, Glass, and Logan do up. Bottom four, Manuel Urias on the bump. 1-1 pitch on the way. This one is low and outside. 2-1 now on Laureano. Ballers put up a whole bunch of runs for that third inning. Laureano, the only batter that didn't step to the plate in that third inning. He's 0-1 tonight with a ground out. 2-1 in there for a called strike from Urias. Now 2-2. Of course, a busy night in minor league baseball in the Carolina League, of course. We'll take a look at the Chicago White Sox farm system. Busy night, of course, around the area. A 2-2 count. Here is the pitch from the righty. Laureano lifts this one high and foul down the line. Count will stay put 2-2. Charlotte Knights just down the road, AAA affiliate of the Chicago White Sox. They're playing the Nashville Sounds, the affiliate of the Milwaukee Brewers. They're trailing 7-2 down at Truist Field. A 2-2 count. Arias' pitch to Laureano. Swung and foul tipped into the mitt. 4-3. It's another foul tip strikeout. Laureano down. It'll be a strikeout for Arias. One down now, and it'll be Logan Glass stepping to the plate. They're just getting started down in Birmingham, where the Barons are hosting the Mississippi Braves. Our good buddy and Garrett Shanley, 2022 Kannapolis Cannonballer, gets the start for Birmingham. Just getting started at a beautiful Birmingham's Regions Field. I want to go down there sometime. It is a beautiful ballpark. Pitches inside to Glass. 1-0 is your count. I'm going to have to hit up my good buddy and Kurt Bloom, voice of the Birmingham Barons, and see if I can swing down there. 1-0 is fouled off. 1-1 now to Logan Glass. Top of the fourth in Winston-Salem, where the Dash are hosting the Greensboro Grasshoppers. Our good friends in the Grasshoppers. Of course, the Grasshoppers and the Cannonballers, both owned by Temerity Baseball. Winston-Salem also our good buddies, as they're the team right above us. As the 1-1, it's a stinger right in the back. Logan Glass gets plunked with a fastball from Manuel Urias. Glass in a lot of discomfort, as that one had to hurt. It'll be a hit-by-pitch. Logan Glass will reach first base safely, but the hit-by-pitch definitely causing some discomfort for Logan Glass. He's going to have to wince that one all the way down to first base. It'll be one out and a runner on, and Drake Logan's going to step in. As mentioned, Winston-Salem hosting Greensboro. It's 8-2 Grasshoppers over the Dash. As Logan Glass will take first base on an HBP in my scorebook. Nine-hole man Drake Logan will step in. Logan Glass gets hit with that fastball. It looks like it hit him right on the spine, which there's not a lot of padding there, especially when you're in shape and you're doing well as far as your physical fitness. Pitch is swung and a miss for strike. 1-0-1 is your count on Drake Logan. Me? I like good food. It probably would hit a little too much blubber for me. But if you're Logan Glass and you're in good shape, it's got to hurt. 0-1. Breaking ball is in there for a called strike. 0-1 moves to 0-2 on Drake Logan, the right fielder. Today he has reached once, he drew a walk. Logan Glass has reached twice today on now a walk and a hit by pitch. Runner going in the 0-2. Logan will swing and miss at the plate for strike three. Throw in a second. It's not going to be in time. Logan Glass with a stolen base. He will get into scoring position for Kannapolis. Drake Logan will go down swinging at the plate for out number two. But top of the order, Jordan Sprinkle due up. Logan Glass will swipe another base. He's now 3-for-3 on the season. Jordan Sprinkle is going to step in and lead off batter for Kannapolis in this ballgame. First pitch on the way from Urias is hacked and a miss for strike 1-0-1. Urias, again the former Philadelphia Phillies farmhand, joining the Houston Astros. A waiver pickup in 2022. 0-1 pitch to Sprinkle is low and outside. Count moves to 1-1. Mario Camilletti awaiting on deck. A 1-1 count, two down. Bottom of the fourth. Arias taking a peek at second base where Glass is. 1-1. Sprinkle will take inside and a bit low. 2-1 count. Sprinkle's 0-2. Arias through an inning in the third has four strikeouts. All of his outs have been strikeouts. However, he has allowed a few straggling base runners. A 2-1 count. Here's the pitch from the righty. And therefore called strikeout, a breaking ball. 2-2. On Jordan Sprinkle. Sprinkle's batting average is just hovering around the Mendoza line at 201. His bat is not the strongest of his capabilities. He does have an amazing glove. His bat is still what he's working on, and he's even open with those conversations. As that pitch outside, 3-2 now on the leadoff batter, Sprinkle. He's got a lot of speed. He's got a lot of really good hands in the field. His bat still is what he's working on and developing. That's been the conversation with him, and he is still working hard on it. Here's the 3-2. This one's a little blooper towards short, but it's short enough where Espinosa can come in and make the snag for the out. It'll be a soft P6 for Jordan Sprinkle. It's the third out of the fourth inning, and that concludes four innings of baseball at Atrium Health Ballpark. We'll send it to a quick break and some sponsors. We'll be right back here on the Ballers Baseball Network in Valley Sports Live.
Hi, guys. It's Mark with Oak Valley Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our WAVE technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 704-754-5555. That's 704-754-5555. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Oak Valley Medical Clinic now to qualify. 704-754-5555.
Garrett McGowan, Leo is Danny Molina, Sandro Gaston due up for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers here in the fifth inning as Tyler Schweitzer returns to the mound. Pitch delivered, it's low and outside. 1-0 is your count. McGowan, Molina, and Gaston due up. Ballers on top, 4-0. They put up four in that third inning. Tyler Schweitzer has been sharp as per usual. The Mr. Reliable, if he's at least reliable for five innings. 1-0 in there for a called strike, 1-1. Schweitzer has gone at least five innings in all of his outings this year. He went six against Fayetteville in his only outing there. There's a 1-1 count, pitch delivered to McGowan. He hacks and misses on a 92-mile-an-hour fastball, 1-2 on the Fayetteville left fielder. Schweitzer has struck out four in four innings. He's done well as far as walks, only allowing one in this ballgame. 1-2, just a bit up and away now, 2-2. Schweitzer low in the ERA down to a 4.28 after Augusta kind of sent him for a whirlwind back in the 24th. A 2-2 count. Schweitzer's pitch. Swung and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Garrett McGowan will swing and miss for the first out. One down and nobody on. And due up is Leo's Danny Molina, the second baseman. Molina, the second baseman, due up for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Top of the fifth inning. Schweitzer's looked sharp. Pitch on the way. This one is fouled off slightly by Molina. 0-1. Schweitzer's got quite a few strikeouts tonight at 5. It is his sixth appearance with at least 5 strikeouts on the year. 0-1. Up and away now evens at 1-1. Wind is slightly blowing out to left. Nothing too big in the way of wind tonight. 1-1 on the way from Schweitzer is up and away. 2-1 is your count. Couple of straggling clouds up in the sky off in the distance. Really a beautiful night for baseball. Mid-70s. Thirsty Thursday. Beautiful night for baseball indeed. 2-1 as this one is sky high and foul by Molina. Evens at 2-2. Elsewhere around the Carolina League, as mentioned, a busy night. Top of the sixth inning in Lynchburg. The Carolina Mudcats are kind of rolling over the Lynchburg Hillcats 11-4 in that ballgame. 2-2 on the way from Schweitzer. Molina stays alive and fouls it off. Another one at 2-2 on the way. Down east, 2-1, a lead over the Columbia Fireflies. Down east, of course, playing Columbia, hosting the Fireflies in that series. 2-2 on the way. This one is sharply grounded towards second. To the left goes Baldwin. He makes the grab over there for the out. A 4-3 ground out for Leo's Danny Molina. Two down now and nobody on. Due up is Sandro Gaston. Bottom of the fifth in Charleston. The River Dogs hosting the Augusta Green Jackets. It's 3-1 River Dogs in that ballgame. Bottom of the fourth, Myrtle Beach hosting the Salem Red Sox. And Salem is on top, 3-1 over the hosting Pelicans. And then bottom of the fourth, the Fred Nats hosting the Delmarva Shorebirds. It's 5-1 Fred Nats. As the pitch to Gaston has popped up in the infield, Tim Elko will camp under it. Just in fair ground to make the grab for the out. Another 1-2-3 inning in the book for Tyler Schweitzer. He gets a strike out of McGowan, a ground out of Molina, and a pop out from Gaston. To the bottom of the fifth we go at Atrium Health Ballpark. Kannapolis on top, 4-0. We'll take a quick break and be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Bally Sports Live.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live.
Mario Camaletti steps in, bottom of the fifth inning. Kannapolis is on top over the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, 4-0. New arm on the bump for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. It's Alimber Santa taking over for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers as this one's outside. 1-0 is your count. Alimber Santa, 5'10", 163-pound righty from Azua, Dominican Republic. He did not pitch at all last year as Alimber Santa on the mound now for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, the third arm used in this ballgame. Arias took over for Chirinos, and now Santa on the mound for Fayetteville. 1-0 count, pitch delivered. This one is in there on the outside corner for a strike. 1-0 moves to 1-1. Alimber Santa, one of the better names out of the bullpen for Fayetteville. He did not pitch last year at all. International free agent signee in 2020 by the Houston Astros. That one is off the plate to Camaletti. 2-1 now on Camaletti. Elko and Willits to follow. Ballers looking for some more offense. They lead 4-0. They're out hit 3-2 right now by Fayetteville. When the Ballers have more runs. Curveball in the 2-1 is in there for a strike. 2-2. Santa grew up in Azua, Dominican Republic. Hometown of Washington Nationals third baseman Michael Franco. He started opening day for the Woodpeckers on the 7th against Carolina. Did Alim Bersanta. 2-2 is inside. Count will run full now on Camaletti. He's gone 2 1/3 innings of allowing no runs. He's got a full count on Camaletti, who's already drawn one walk tonight. 3-2, here's the pitch. This one's fouled straight back. Camaletti will reset and have a full count still. Tim Elko waiting on deck. Ballers lead 4-0. And what's been a very fun night to be a Ballers fan. If you're a Woodpeckers fan, got to be a little frustrating, I guess. As you are out hitting Kannapolis, but the lapses in the defense from below and a balk from starting arm in Chirinos have surrendered two runs. 3-2 count. Alim Bersanta on the mound. 3-2. Lifted high and foul at 98 miles an hour from the fastball. Count remains 3-2. Alim Bersanta, a hard throwing righty. Four scoreless innings in his first win on the 20th of May against Down East. Last time out pitching against Myrtle Beach, he got the loss. 4 2/3, three hits, three runs, three walks, three strikeouts. That's a lot of threes. Woodpeckers have three hits tonight. And Mario Camaletti is looking to do some damage. He's 0-1 tonight. Alim Bersanta on the mound. 3-2, here's the pitch. This one's fouled off again, and Camaletti is racking up that pitch count for Alim Bersanta. Now waiting on deck, of course, is the patient bat of Tim Elko. I want to talk about patient Camaletti. Now 35 walks on the season. He has been very sharp at the plate. 3-2. Curveball inside for ball four. How about 36? Why not? Two walks on the night for Mario Camaletti. He's on base for the second time tonight via the free pass. Tim Elko and his yellow batting gloves are going to step in with a runner on and nobody out. Elko steps in. He's reached base twice tonight. A single and an error have allowed him to reach base. As Elko with a slightly open stance, he'll face off against Alim Bersanta, who again, as mentioned, is on a 2 1/3 inning scoreless streak. Pitch is check swung on. Elko doesn't go around, though. 1-0 is your count on the three-hole batter, the first baseman, Tim Elko. Former Ole Miss Rebel is Tim Elko from Lutz, Florida. Same hometown as voice of the Cannonballers, Dan Helody. Just north of Tampa. Beautiful little town, 1-0. This one's lined sharply foul. Down in the right field terrace where a fan makes a grab on the play. Nice grab. A 1-1 count on Elko. Lot to love about Florida. Mainly Publix chicken tender subs. Tim Elko and I shared a moment over a good Publix chicken tender sub. Those things are tasty. A 1-1 count. Alim Bersanta sets. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. 1-2, your count. And for all of our Chicago-based friends joining us tonight saying, hey, why can't I get a Publix chicken hair sub? You have Portillo's. That's a fair trade. Portillo's beef sandwiches are pretty stinking good. As a ball is loose in left center field, retrieving it will be Zach Cole. A 1-2 count on Elko. Ballers lead 4-0. At first is Camaletti. Chicago also has deep dish pizza. They've got Chicago dogs. They've got all kinds of tasty stuff up there. Chicago's a food city. I've never been. I want to go really bad. I like food. 1-2 count. Elko at the plate. Alim Bersanta on the bump. Camaletti with a good lead. Setting on the mound. Here's the 1-2. Elko fouls it off, and it hits John Garcia. He'll stay in the ball game. He's all good. 1-2 is your count on Elko. Bryce Willits awaiting on deck. Again, nobody out in the frame. Camaletti, the leadoff batter, is at first base. Elko, the Carolina League leader in home runs with 9. Perhaps looking to do some damage here. A 1-2 count. Deep breath. Here's Santa's pitch. This one's fouled off of the protective mask of Tyler Hovick. Count will be 1-2. That's a 99-mile-an-hour fastball from Aleem Bersanta. And Elko got a piece of it, and it didn't really slow at all. It probably sped up, in all honesty. But it's off the protective mask of Hovick, and we'll do another 1-2. Elko has not hit a home run in a little bit. He hasn't hit one in quite a while. May 13th against Fayetteville, 1-2. This one's on the outside corner. Ring him up, got him looking. A called strike three. Elko will have a seat. He's down on strikes for the first out. Not a fan of the call is Elko. Nonetheless, it'll send things towards Bryce Willits with one on and one out. Elko hasn't hit a home run since May 13th in Fayetteville. Before that, of course, he had gone on a tear. He hit two home runs in the game on April 20th against Charleston. He was in Fuego. Camilletti at first. Willits at the plate. As a pitch clock reset being called for by home plate umpire Tyler Hovick. Santa sets. Here's the pitch from the righty. A fastball is just a bit outside. A 1-0 your count. Santa's got some velo, 96, and that was one he kind of took a little bit off of it. He can sit anywhere from 96 to 99. A 1-0 count. Camilletti with a good lead. Here's the pitch from the righty. Willits will foul this one off. It'll land over near the Fayetteville dugout. 1-1 your count. Willits tonight is 0 for 2. He struck out swinging his last time up and a ground out in the first inning as well. Kannapolis' offense, in all honesty tonight, has been pretty stagnant. It hasn't moved much. Elko with a hit and Brooks Baldwin the triple. Other than that, it's been free passes and errors from Fayetteville that have handed the ballers the lead. Pitch is in there for a called strike, 1-2 to Bryce Willits. Of course, four runs for Kannapolis in that third inning. Ballers looking for some more offense. Bottom of the fifth, a 1-2 count. Santa's pitch to Willits. This one is lined sharply foul down the left field line and off the protective netting. Count stays put, 1-2. We'll do it again. A great crowd on hand for Ladies' Night, Thirsty Thursday. Love having all the ladies here tonight. My lovely lady, my girlfriend, Miss Lauren's here tonight. Always good to have her around. Willits will line this one into right field for a base knock. That's going to move the runner Camilletti to second. It's a station-to-station base hit for Bryce Willits. He's on base for the first time tonight. It'll be a 1-for-3 night so far for Bryce. So now that's two on and one down for Brooks Baldwin. Baldwin's 1-for-2 tonight, a 2-RBI triple. Camilletti at second, and Willits at first. Third hit of the night for Kannapolis. They've now tied Fayetteville with that number. Santa on the bump. Here's the pitch to Baldwin. A fastball upstairs at 97. Garcia has the ball snap out of his glove. A 1-0 count. If you're a catcher humming fastballs in from the pitcher at 97, got to be a little concerned, certainly if you're an umpire too. A 1-0 count. Pitch is swung and a miss at 96. 1-1 on Brooks Baldwin. 12th round pick in 2022 out of Whiteville, North Carolina. A lot of that 2022 draft class here in Kannapolis, that's for sure. A 1-1 count. There's the pitch for Baldwin. This is a curveball in there for a strike. Move it to now a 1-2 on Brooks Baldwin. 12th round pick. Camilletti at second base is a 8th-round pick. And then Bryce Willits at first is another selection. 1-2 is inside. 2-2 your count. Willits a 18th-round pick by the Chicago White Sox in that 2022 class. Thirteen of those 20 draftees in the 2022 class are here as Santa will get this pitch swung and missed for strike three. Baldwin will have a seat. Two down and two strikeouts in the inning for Aleem Bersanta. He's got two runners on, though, and Luis Pineda is going to step in. Fourteen of the 20 draftees by the White Sox from 2022 are on this active roster in Kannapolis, as this one is hacked and a miss for strike one on Luis Pineda. 0-1 is your count on Pineda. Camaletti is at second. Willett's at first. Not going to give anything away, but a couple more draftees on the way here in Kannapolis. Going to be a fun one tomorrow here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Pineda at the plate. Alim Bersanta sets. 0-1. This one is lined sharply foul down the right field line. 0-2 is your count. If you're able to be here at Atrium Health Ballpark tonight, do it. Tomorrow night, I should say. Do it. If you can't come to the ballpark, be sure you're tuned in here on the broadcast. If you are now, appreciate you hanging out with us here on the broadcast. Dan Helody bringing you all the action. Tomorrow's going to be a fun night, and I can't wait to tell you why. Pineda with an 0-2 count, two down. Here's the pitch. Fastball is up and away, 1-2. I'm Luis Pineda. Pineda tonight, 0-2 with a flyout and a strikeout. Ballers lead 4-0 in this bottom of the fifth over the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. They're looking for their first win of the week and their first win over the Woodpeckers in their last nine games here at this ballpark. 1-2, low and outside. Callum moved to 2-2. Another ball gets loose from that Fayetteville bullpen. Second time this at-bat that's happened. Tisk, tisk. Hold on to your baseballs down there. 2-2 count. Two outs, bottom of the fifth. 4-0, Kannapolis on top. Alim Bersanta, he's got two strikeouts this frame. He'll come set, and here is the pitch. Fastball low and outside at 99. Throw back in a second, it is not in time. Trying to catch Camaletti sleeping at the second base bag. Camaletti's wide awake, though. Count will run full on Luis Pineda. Joined by Laureano awaiting on deck. Would assume Schweitzer will be back out for a sixth inning. His pitch count's pretty low at the moment. Relatively, he is at 65 pitches. 3-2 count, two down, two on for Pineda. Here's Santa's pitch. This one is weakly tapped towards third and fair play. Below is going to barehand and throw across to first. Sliding in, and first is Pineda. It's an infield single. He is in there safely, and it's now bases chuck full of ballers in his fifth inning with two down, an infield single. Camaletti to third, Willits to second, and Luis Pineda has an infield single. He is on base for the first time tonight. Bases loaded for Leoenville Laureano. Bottom of the fifth, two outs. Ballers threatening again. They have bases loaded and two down against Alim Bersanta. A walk and two singles in the frame for Kannapolis. They're now out hitting the Woodpeckers 4-3. As Laureano in his pink cleats will step in against Alim Bersanta. First pitch is upstairs. Now 1-0 on Laureano. 1-4. He was 0-4 last night. Tonight he is 0-4-2, ground out on a strikeout. He had a sacrifice fly in last night's game, his fourth RBI. Batting now just 156, 1-0 in there for a called strike, 1-1 your count on Laureano. Laureano in his third season of action in Kannapolis. He spent some time in the inaugural season in 2021, as well as in 2022 last season with Kannapolis. For a better part of the year, here's the 1-1 from Alim Bersanta. Swing and a miss in the dirt, blocked by the catcher, now 1-2. Laureano at 22 years old, 6 foot, 180 pounds, from San Pedro de Macorís, Dominican Republic. Fun fact, all four of the Kannapolis Cannonballers' active outfielders are 22 years of age. Jacob Burke, Logan Glass, Joanabel Laureano, Drake Logan. Even Brooks Baldwin, who plays the outfield sometimes, is 22 years of age. I'm feeling 22 in the outfield. 1-2 pitch. Bring him up. Got him looking. Called strike three. A curveball from Alim Bersanta. Got him looking. And Joanna Bill Laureano is the third out of the frame. So Alim Bersanta gets three strikeouts. Allows a few base runners, though, but the ballers train three. They still lead 4-0 after five innings of baseball. To the sixth we go after a quick break on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. Top of the sixth at Atrium Health Ballpark. Top is the 9-1-2 due up in the order of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Frank Perez, Zach Cole, and Ricardo Below due up. Tyler Schweitzer returns to the mound after a bit of a delay on the field as Schweitzer's first pitch is in there to Frank Perez and a called strike. 0-1 is your count. The slide over there by Luis Pineda into first base. He did have some hustle, but he broke the base. So Tim Siegel, our head groundskeeper, had to go retrieve a new base and put it in, as that one is in the dirt, blocked by Pineda. 1-1 is your count. Again, the third time that has happened in the last two seasons now that a base has been broken because of a play. Of course, it was bigger bases in the infield. A 1-1. This one's fouled off by Perez. Now 1-2 is your count. When this ballpark was built, as explained by Tim Siegel, this is all an explanation. I might be butchering this completely, but as mentioned, the little holes that the bases are dug into, as this 1-2 is half going to miss for strike three. Pineda's going to have to throw to first to confirm the out, but he does. It's a strikeout again for Schweitzer. That's now six on his night. A nice night on the bump for Schweitzer so far. Top of the order in Zach Cole due up. So last year, 2022, was the first year of the bigger bases. They went from 15 inches to 18 inches, and the base bases, the little holes in the area of the infield were dug for 15-inch bases. They're not meant for the 18-inch ones, as this one is in there for a called strike. 0-1 is your count. And apparently to redo those little divots in the infield, it's a pain apparently. So we just work with what we got, and very rarely do we have broken bases, but we've had three in the last now year and a half, as this one's in there to Zach Cole. 0-2 is your count. Again, 18-inch bases, one of the new things that Major League Baseball is doing to try to continue the offense, as the defense is working now for Schweitzer. This one is another strikeout. Ring him up, got him looking, called strike three. That is seven now on the night, and Zach Cole is down three times via the punch out against his fellow Ball State Cardinal in Tyler Schweitzer. He's got seven strikeouts, and Ricardo Below is going to step in with two down and nobody on. Below will step in, the third baseman. He's 2-for-2 today with a pair of singles. And Schweitzer's first pitch is just a bit inside. 1-0 is your count on Ricardo Below. Below, two singles on the night. Has exactly 66% of Fayetteville's base knocks. 1-0 is chopped toward third. Willitzel backhand has to hurry the throw across, and it gets by the glove of Elko, and it'll get loose into the area of the foul ground in the dugout. And headed to second will be Ricardo Below. And it looks like they're going to award him second base. Pat Leland's going to have a chat, as it looks like they're going to give him second on the play. They're going to say that it landed in the dugout area. Pat Leland is objecting the call. So Below will get second base on the play. He reaches base for the third time tonight, as Pat Leland is objecting to the call from Tyler Hovick, who said it went out of play. Frank Jones, the infield umpire, as well making the call. So we'll see what it is. It'll be a throwing error that gets him to second. So an E5, Bryce Willits with a throwing error. So still three hits on the board for Fayetteville. Rolando Espinosa is going to step in. Two down, and Espinosa is going to step in. Runner on second for Fayetteville. Schweitzer sets. Here's the pitch. In the dirt, blocked by Pineda. Espinosa, the shortstop tonight for Fayetteville, gets his first action of the week. As now Tim Siegel has delivered the broken base to the broadcast booth, and you see, yep, that thing broke. Thanks, Luis Pineda. Sounds like Tim Siegel's going to send an invoice to Pineda. 1-0 count, pitch delivered. This one is on the outside part. Not there. Now 2-0. Tim Siegel saying some words to Luis Pineda that I can't say on the broadcast, folks. That's for sure. As that is expensive. Those bases are not cheap, and they are not light. Those things are heavy. And I now got dirt all over my hands from the infield. 2-0 is in there for a called strike. 2-1. Tim Siegel, one of the hardest working guys I know. definitely has a lot of pride in his field. And when it gets messed with, like a broken base, things don't end up as they should. A 2-1 count. Schweitzer's pitch is inside now, 3-1 on Rolando Espinosa. He's 0-2 tonight, and ground out into a double play and then a strikeout. Schweitzer presumably seeing his night come to a close soon, as he's at 77 pitches. Pitch number 78 on the 3-1 to Espinosa. Up and away for ball four. That will be a walk issue. Just the second one of the night for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. So Tyler Schweitzer's had his stuff as far as the free passes go. He's not allowed too many of them, but it will be two on and two down still for Luis Encarnacion. As now Blake Hickman's going to come have a chat with Tyler Schweitzer. While it looks like there is an arm warming for Fayetteville down the line. Just the first mound visit of the night for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. As it looks like the arm getting loose down the line and right is Horacio Andujar. Horacio Andujar has pitched once in this ballpark before, back on the 21st against Carolina. He pitched once last week against Augusta as well. As Hickman comes out and has a chat with Schweitzer, meeting adjourned. And his outing will continue. Top of the sixth, two outs. Encarnacion will step in. He's 1-for-2 on the night, a single last time up in the fourth, and a ground out in the second. Again, Schweitzer's pitch count is up there. This will be his 80th pitch of his night against Luis Encarnacion. Mound visit adjourned, pitch delivered in the dirt block by the catcher in Pineda. 1-0 your count on Encarnacion. Schweitzer has dipped the ERA down to a 4.10. He had a sub-4 ERA for his first three starts, and then Augusta really kind of batted him around in his two starts. A 1-0 count. Here's the pitch from Schweitzer. It's low and inside. Now 2-0 on Encarnacion. Luis Encarnacion had a solo homer last night, the DH. 2-0 count. Here is the pitch. Fastball up and away. Schweitzer losing the strike zone a little bit. Would imagine it's soon to be the end of his night as he's got a 3-0 count. A walk here would load the bases for the Peckers and send John Garcia to the plate, who has a home run in this series already. Schweitzer comes set. 3-0 count. Glove of the chest. Pitch on the way. Low and away for ball four, and it looks like Luis Encarnacion has run Tyler Schweitzer out of this ballgame. Would assume his night is coming to a close, as indeed Pat Leland's going to come out and have a chat, and Tyler Schweitzer's night is done. He's going to strand three on the base paths. Encarnacion to first on a walk. Back-to-back walks after the error, so Ricardo below to third. To second goes Espinosa. Encarnacion is at first. Tyler Schweitzer tosses 83 pitches tonight. He goes 5 2/3. He strikes out seven, but a new arm will be needed to get out of this sixth inning. It will be Horacio Andujar taking over. We'll be right back after a short break on the Ballers Baseball Network and Bally Sports Live. John Garcia will step in for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers as a new arm steps in for Kannapolis on the mound. A 6'2", 160-pound righty, 24 years of age, acquired in a trade with the Los Angeles Dodgers this year. From Boni, Dominican Republic, it's Horacio Andujar taking over on the mound for the Kannapolis Cannonballers against John Garcia, who's got the bases chuck full of peckers and two down in this sixth inning. The Ballers lead 4-0 over Fayetteville here on this beautiful thirsty Thursday evening. Garcia on the plate, and they will set up for Andujar's first pitch. Breaking ball is upstairs. 1-0 is your count. Horacio Andujar enters the third time he has pitched in a Ballers uniform. First two times he's been sharp. He is 0-0. He is 1-0 with a 0 ERA on his night, as they're going to call a balk on Horacio Andujar. Not quite sure where he balked. Nonetheless, everyone's going to move up a base, and below will score. Fayetteville is on the board, so a balk by Horacio Andujar scores a run. Below will score. To third goes Espinosa. To second goes Encarnacion. So now the tying run at the plate in John Garcia. Andujar's 1-0 is upstairs on a fastball, now 2-0. John Garcia tonight is 0-4-1. He had a walk in the second inning, grounding into a fielder's choice in the fourth. As Horacio Andujar, again, acquired in a trade with the Los Angeles Dodgers. 2-0 fastball in there for a strike, now 2-1 your count. Andujar spent 2022 with the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes out in the California League in single-A baseball, just a bit east of Los Angeles. 2-1 on the way. This one is towered in the infield. This should get the Ballers out of the inning as the infield converges. Brooks Baldwin under it. He'll make the grab for the out. A P4 for John Garcia. And that will conclude matters here in the top of the sixth inning. The Peckers do get one and a block from Horacio Andujar, but the Ballers still on top. 4-1. Sixth inning we go here at Adrian Mouth Ballpark. Quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. Thank you. Logan Glass will step in to lead things off. Bottom of the sixth inning, Kannapolis Cannonballers on top over the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, 4-1. First pitch is in there for a called strike. 0-1 is your count on Logan Glass. Drake Logan and Jordan Sprinkle to follow here in the order for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Again, 4-1 your score. Kannapolis has done exceptionally well tonight at the plate. They've just picked up some nice offense when needed. As the 0-1 is outside, 1-1 now to Glass. Logan and Sprinkle to follow. Again, Kannapolis, couple of nice hits tonight. Brooks Baldwin with that 2-RBI triple, really giving Kannapolis the spark they've needed, as that one is in there, 1-2 now on Glass. Aleem Bersanta returns. He is now in his second inning of action. He's got 3 strikeouts on his night, as he has looked pretty sharp out there for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. He has not pitched in a long form like this in a while. 1-2. Logan Glass will poke this one in the air into right field. This one is shallow enough where the first baseman Gaston will choke over to foul ground and make the grab for the out. It'll be a P3 for Logan Glass, as Miss Casey Betty has made her first appearance of the night, our baller's bat dog. It'll be one down in the frame now, and Drake Logan is due up. Miss Casey Betty, the baller's bat dog, steps over and does her first bat dog duty of the night. Of course, this is the first season Kannapolis has ever had a bat dog. Happy to have her here as part of the family. Pitches low and outside to Drake Logan. 1-0 is your count. She's still a puppy. She's still in training. So she's not doing it consistently, but she'll do it for a little bit here and there. Here at the ballpark, a 1-0 count, pitch deliver. This one is inside Drake Logan. Now 2-0 your count. Kannapolis tonight, just the 4 hits. They have not picked up a hit after that third inning until last inning. They picked up 2. 2-0. So going to miss. Logan will miss now 2-1. Drake Logan has reached once tonight. He had a walk in his first at bat in the third. Struck out swinging in the fourth. Aleem Bersanta sets 2-1. Fastball is inside. Doesn't go around in the check swing. Count will move to 3-1. Your count, one down, bottom of the sixth. Kannapolis on top, 4-1. 3-1 on the way, swing and a miss now, 3-2. On Drake Logan. Batting now just 161. He's got a home run. His OPS is at 465. Certainly not where you want it. Slowly but surely making the adjustments needed, working with hitting coordinators at such. 3-2. This one is upstairs. Ball 4. It'll be a one-out walk for Drake Logan. He will reach base for the second time tonight with a free pass. So good work by Drake Logan. He makes the walk happen. One on and one down now for Jordan Sprinkle, as Miss Casey Betty does the bat dog duty again. She retrieves the bat and delivers it back. Good work by Miss Casey. And Jordan Sprinkle is going to step in. One on, one out. Santa will set, glove at the waist. With a runner on, will work from the stretch. Sprinkle will show bunt. Back into first, will have to go Logan, as a snap throw to first from the catcher Garcia is not in time. Sprinkle tonight is 0-4-3. A flyout, a lineout, and a popout on the night for Jordan Sprinkle. He'll lift the 0-1 high and deep into right field and a broken bat. Backtracking is the right fielder Perez. He camps under and makes the grab for the out. Retreating to first goes Drake Logan. So it's a fly out into right for Sprinkle. Third time he's done that tonight. That's the second out of the frame. Sets up Mario Camiletti with one on and two out. Mario Camiletti will step in with two down in the frame. Ballers again looking for some offense. Logan at first with a good lead. Santa's pitch. This is a curveball that slips out of his hand. Moving to a 1-0 count. Camiletti tonight has walked twice. He struck out once in that first inning. 11 RBI for Camiletti on the year. He's raised the average to down 207. His on base has been what's impressive as Camiletti will lift this one high and deep. Right field backtracking is Perez on the warning track. Will make the grab for the out. Mario Camiletti thought he had his first home run of his baller's tenure, but instead it's a loud fly out into right for the third out of the inning. That'll send us to the seventh here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Kannapolis is on top 4-1. We'll take a fast break and be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Bally Sports Live. Kannapolis is on top 4-1 here in Kannapolis.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hi, guys.
Horacio Andujar takes over back on the mound, top of the seventh. His first pitch to Kerryn McGowan skips by the catcher, Pineda. A 1-0 count on McGowan. It'll be McGowan, Molina, and Gaston due up. Top of the seventh inning, Fayetteville trailing your Kannapolis Cannonballers 4-1 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Andujar, the second arm used by the Kannapolis Cannonballers tonight, taking over for Tyler Schweitzer, who had himself a really nice outing. 1-0 is on the inside corner for a call. Strike 1-1 now on Garrett McGowan. He's 0-2 tonight. McGowan a ground out and a strikeout swinging the fifth inning. Horacio Andujar on the bump, 1-1. Breaking ball low and outside now, 2-1 on Garrett McGowan, the left fielder. Leo's Danny Molina, second baseman awaiting on deck. Ballers on top 4-1. Top of the seventh inning, here is the pitch. Fastball is upstairs. Move it to now 3-1 on McGowan. Leo's Danny Molina is awaiting. Andujar sets 3-1. Fastball in there for a called strike, 3-2 your count. McGowan batting 150 on the year. He hasn't necessarily had the best of seasons to start so far, but still a lot of baseball left. I mean, tonight for Kannapolis, we're only in game number 47 of 132. As the 3-2 is inside and low for ball four. Leadoff walk for Garrett McGowan. So he's now 0-2 and he's reached base tonight. One on and nobody out for Leo's Danny Molina. Horacio Andujar walks a batter. It's the first walk he's issued all year. As he steps in now against Leo's Danny Molina. Second baseman tonight for Fayetteville. Pitch skips by the catcher, Pineda. He's going to retrieve, but it'll be a wild pitch off the arm of Horacio Andujar. McGowan's going to scurry up to second, so a WP in my book. Andujar now has walked one. Kannapolis looking to hold on to a 4-1 lead. Fayetteville, of course, has picked up some offense at certain times when needed. 1-0 count, pitch delivered. This one's hacked and a miss for a strike. 1-1-1 count on Leo's Danny Molina. His averages dip below the Mendoza line at 194. Gaston awaiting. Face off against Andujar. 1-1, here's the pitch. Low and outside, Pineda's going to have to retrieve, and headed to third on the play is McGowan. Another wild pitch. That's two that have allowed McGowan to reach third now. So a runner on third just 90 feet away. A 2-1 count on Leo's Danny Molina. Horacio Andujar seems to not quite have his stuff, at least early on here in this outing. Still holding on to his zero ERA. Molina will set, waiting for the pitch. Here it is. This one is popped up a mile high in the infield. Brooks Baldwin's going to camp under it. He'll call everyone off and make the grab for the out. A P4. One second baseman grounds out to the other. One down, runner still on third, and Sandro Gaston's going to step in. Sandro Gaston will step in. One out, a runner on third. As the Woodpeckers, again, trailing by three. We're going to dig into the lead. Pitch on the way. McGowan will pop this one up and foul ground this time. Pineda after it. He'll chuck his helmet away and make the grab and foul ground for the out. Very clutch. Two pop-outs in the order for Molina and Gaston. And now the nine-hole batter, Frank Perez, is going to step in with two outs now. And that runner still stranded at third base. Frank Perez will step in. Runner on third is McGowan. Perez is 0 for 2 on his night. Pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. Horacio Andujar looked like he lost his footing on the mound. He still threw a strike at 81 miles an hour. A win 1-year count on Frank Perez. Struck out his last time up. He grounded out in the third inning. He's 0 for 2 tonight. 0-1 count. Andujar sets. Pitch delivered. Fastball is just a bit outside. Move to 1-1 now. Still a great crowd on hand, enjoying a beautiful night for baseball here at Atrium Health Ballpark. A 1-1 count, two down. Pitch on the way. Lifted high and foul over everyone's head. 1-2 your count on Frank Perez. We'll get an update on the other scores around the White Sox minor league system in the bottom of the seventh inning. We'll get you the out-of-town score. Look at the Carolina League in the eighth. A 1-2 count. Andujar sets. 1-2. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out despite a leadoff walk. Horacio Andujar comes back, and he preserves that zero ERA. He gets two pop-outs and now a strikeout of Frank Perez, and that concludes the frame for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on offense. The seventh we go, the bottom of the seventh, but first we're stretching here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Ballers and Woodpeckers doing business again for the third time this week, and Kannapolis is on top 4-1 here after 6.5 complete innings. Seventh we go, we'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live.
Hi guys, it's Mark with Oak Valley Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our WAVE technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 704-754-5555. That's 704-754-5555. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Oak Valley Medical Clinic now to qualify. 704-754-5555.
Tim Elko, Bryce Willits, and Brooks Baldwin. Due up in the bottom of the seventh inning. Kannapolis on top 4-1. Aleem Bersanta returns to the mound. First pitch. Elko lifts this one high in the air into center field, drifting towards left center. After it is Cole, but the left fielder McGowan calls him off. Out number one is had. It'll be a fly out into left for Tim Elko. One down in the frame just like that. Aleem Bersanta gets the first out of his seventh inning, and Bryce Willits will step in. Looking across the Chicago White Sox minor league system. Bottom of the seventh, just down the road in Charlotte. The Knights have come back on the Nashville Sounds at 8-7 after seven innings down there at Truist Field. Bottom of the fourth in Birmingham, the Barons on top of the Mississippi Braves 3-0. And then the bottom of the seventh in Winston-Salem, the Dash struggling big time tonight. The Greensboro Grasshoppers 12-5, Greensboro on top up at Truist Stadium in Winston-Salem. A 1-0 count on Bryce Willits at the plate. 1-for-3 tonight with a single as he lifts the 1-0 high and foul. 1-0 now evens to 1-1. A 1-1 count, Bryce Willits. 1-for-3 with that single. Here's the 1-1. This one's fouled off over everybody's head. A 1-2 count on Willits. Mission Viejo, California native. It looks like there is an arm getting loose for Kannapolis down the line. Looks like Ben Butel from Iowa Hawkeye. Getting loose down in right field for Kannapolis. A 1-2 count. Here's Santa's pitch. Curveball just a bit low and inside. Evens to 2-2 on Bryce Willits. Two count. A one down, bottom of the seventh. Willits will set. Santa's pitch. This one is ground foul. Off the protective netting. 2-2 remains your count. Willits staying alive. He's above 300, batting 310. Six homers, 20 RBI on the year as this pitch is fouled off straight back. Another one at 2-2. Willits and Santa are battling. Count is still 2-2. This will be the eighth pitch of the at-bat. Aleem Bersanta's pitch count riding high now at 56. Here's number 57 on the 2-2. Curveball. Just a bit outside. He thought he had strike three, but count will run full. Ballers holding on to a 4-1 lead. Here late in this one, Atrium Health Ballpark. 3-2. Here's the righty's pitch. Swing and a miss. Willits goes chasing at a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. That's the second time he struck out tonight. Not a big strikeout guy, Bryce Willits, but he picks up two tonight. That's two outs and not a soul on the base paths for Brooks Baldwin. Again, Bryce Willits, not a huge strikeout guy. He's only struck out 23 times entering tonight. In now 46 games, 23 strikeouts. He averages just one strikeout every two games. That one's in there for a called strike to Brooks Baldwin, 0-1 your count. He's got two tonight, but the Ballers still have made good, and they're on top 4-1, 0-1. Baldwin grounds this one towards second. Molina will have to backhand and go across his body. It's a bit wide, and the runner will collide with the first baseman in Gaston. Safe at first will be Baldwin, and they're going to award him second base on the interference. It'll be a hit and then an error, allowing him to get to second. So Baldwin gets the single in the infield and then goes to second on the interference call, it looks like. They're going to call it interference, allowing him to get to second. Ricky Rivera is going to come have a chat and get the clarification on the play. So at the moment, Baldwin's at second. As he gets the single, that's confirmed, but it might be interference. So at the moment, the call is interference, allowing him to get to second. Ricky Rivera is not a fan . So it is indeed, as our official score has just described to me, it is a hit and then an interference call. So Baldwin's at second. So Pineda is going to step in with a runner on and two down. Baldwin's in scoring position. Aleem Bersanta dealing with a two-out runner in scoring position. Here's the pitch. Pineda will swing and miss. Now 0-1 your count. So Pineda now 1-for-3 tonight. A single last time up in the fifth inning. 0-1 count. Looking for the pitch is Santa. This one is in the dirt, blocked by the catcher in Garcia. A 1-1 count coming the way of Luis Pineda. Pineda with runners in scoring position this year has had some opportunities. He hasn't capitalized nearly as much as I'm sure he's wanted. Batting 250, he does have 9 hits with runners in scoring position, 10 RBI. As he gets the 1-1 fastball, lower part of the zone, 1-2. 96 miles an hour on the fastball, 1-2. Baldwin at second, Joinville Laureano awaiting. A 1-2 count. Pineda set, Santa on the bump, glove of the waist, 1-2. Just a bit outside on a breaking ball. Trying to change up the velo. It's a 2-2 count now. 81 mile an hour pitch. Joinville Laureano waiting patiently. Ben Butel still getting loose for Kannapolis in the bullpen. 2-2 count. Alim Bersanta will offer his 2-2. Outside, count will run full. And Alim Bersanta definitely running that pitch count up there. He's at 65 pitches. Full count for Pineda. See if the ballers can get some insurance runs here in this seventh inning. Baldwin dancing at second. 3-2. This one's fouled off ever so slightly by Pineda. He'll stay put there. Count will stay put at 3-2. There is an arm warming for Fayetteville down the line in left. Looks like Brian Perez getting loose. 3-2 count. Alim Bersanta on the bump. 3-2. Here's the pitch. Outside ball 4. He tried a breaking ball. It didn't quite get there. It'll be the second time Pineda has reached base tonight. He draws a walk. So Joinville Laureano is going to step in with a runner on first and second. Again, there is the arm warming, but looks like they're going to keep Alim Bersanta on the mound. So two outs. Laureano's 0-for-3 tonight with a pair of strikeouts. Santa through 2 2/3 has 4 as this one's in there for a called strike at 96. 0-1 your count. Laureano batting just 154 on the season. He had that sacrifice fly last time. Last time out against Fayetteville last night, 0-1. Inside and low, now 1-1. Logan Glass awaiting on deck as for Laureano. Just as hadn't been consistent. He started out pretty hot at the plate, driving in runs and drawing in doubles, but just hasn't been able to stay consistent. 1-1. Weekly tap past the bump, and Santa can't get it. It gets by the shortstop, and that's going to allow Baldwin to try to head home. Plant the plate. He's safe. Baldwin slides in safely. Headed to second is going to be Laureano. Third, game ace goes Pineda. Bit of a wild little league play we've got going on here, but the ballers do get another run. Good hustle on the base paths. Baldwin will score on the play. Laureano will get the base hit, and then it'll be an error. On the throw, it'll be a base hit and an error. So Laureano gets the single, and then a throwing error allows Baldwin to score and everybody to move up a base. So Pineda's at third. Laureano's at second on what will be likely an E4. We'll get the confirmation on that as Ricky Rivera is going to come have a chat. And it looks like Alim Bersanta's day is done. A new arm on the way when we return here. Well, I'll take a quick break and get everything messed up. Sort it out on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live.
Thank you.
Well, we're back in action at Atrium Health Ballpark. It is 9:20 here on the East Coast. Brian Perez takes over. 5'11", 160-pound Ronnie on the bump for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. He is the fourth used tonight by Fayetteville as we got a bit of a wild play sorted out. A single for Yonaville Laureano, and then he reaches second on a throwing error by Leo's Danny Molina as his first pitch of the night for the Ronnie and Brian Perez is outside. 1-0 is your count. Logan Glass at the plate. He's got two on and two down in the bottom of the seventh. Kannapolis on top 5-1 as this one's up and away. A 1-0 count and will move now 2-0. Brian Perez is pitching outside. And Perez, 5'11", 160-pound righty from Santiago, Dominican Republic. He's pitched last year in the Complex League with the Astros. A free agent signee in 2021. A 2-0 count, Logan Glass at the plate. Got a single for Laureano. He does get the RBI. Brooks Baldwin scores. And he gets to second on the throwing error. So Pineda's at third, Laureano at second. 2-0, Perez's pitch is inside. Glass will take inside. 3-0 your count. Glass is 0-1. He was hit by a pitch earlier tonight. He also stole his third base on the season. Off of Urias, Manuel Urias, as that one is in there for a called strike, 3-1. Brian Perez, 0-0, the 9.90 ERA. Last time out against the Myrtle Beach Pelicans, he went third of an inning, one hit, nothing else. Trying to get some innings under his belt is Perez. 3-1, fastball up and away for a ball four. Logan Glass will get the free pass issued, so now bases are chock full of ballers with two down. The nine-hole batter and Drake Logan is due up. So Pineda at third, at second is Laureano, and at first is Logan Glass. Annapolis looking for some offense again in the seventh. They already picked up the one run thanks to a single from Laureano. Drake Logan at the plate, pitch delivered by Perez in there for a called strike. 0-1 on Drake Logan. He's reached twice tonight with a walk. He struck out once. Logan hasn't really seen any pitches to hit thus far tonight. Perez will set 0-1. Here's the offering. Upstairs, it'll move to now 1-1. Ballers on top 5-1. They're out hitting Fayetteville 6-3. Three errors on the board for Fayetteville tonight. A 1-1 count, two down. Here's the pitch. Fastball is outside, now 2-1. Drake Logan has mentioned 0-1. 2-1 count against the Ronny Perez. Here's the pitch. In there for a called strike, 2-2. Top of the order, Jordan Sprinkle awaiting on deck. He's 0-4 tonight. Logan's got two walks. One of three ballers with a pair of walks. Camaletti as well as Glass at first base. 2-2 from Perez. Staying alive is Drake Logan. That'll hit off of the Atrium Health side. Up above the first base side of the ballpark. And top of the order, Sprinkle awaiting on deck. Ballers on top 5-1 over Fayetteville, searching for their first win of the week. Looking to get back into the swing of things in the Carolina League South Division race. 2-2. Logan will foul this pitch off, staying alive. He's running up Perez's pitch count. Count stays at 2-2 on Drake Logan. Pineda at third. Laureano at second. Glass at first. Drake Logan to the plate. 2-2. Outside. Logan almost wanted to swing at that one, but he held back very wisely. Count is at 3-2. Drake Logan, not a walks guy, not a guy that's really drawn a lot of free passes, but he's got two tonight. Perez will set, 3-2. Fouled off, he stays alive. That ball land on Cannonballer Way over the first base line. 3-2 your count. Drake Logan, just 13 walks entering tonight's game. He's drawn two tonight, so he's 15 now. He does lead the team in strikeouts at 67 as 68 as a 3-2 with a free pass, and he draws the walk, does Drake Logan. That's another free pass issued, and Kannapolis will add another one. Luis Pineda scores. Loriano to third, Glass to second, and Drake Logan to first base with a free pass. That is now three walks in the inning for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers pitching staff, along with two singles, and the Ballers add another insurance run at 6-1 in the seventh inning. Top of the order, Jordan Sprinkle will step in. It's the eighth batter of the inning for Kannapolis, who put up two runs in this one as Perez's pitch on the way. This one's lined toward third, but making the grab is below. On the grab will make the play for the out. It's a line out to the third baseman below for Jordan Sprinkle. He is very unfortunately 0 for 5 tonight. He's had some hard hit balls, but that concludes seven innings now of baseball. To the eighth we go. Ballers on top 6-1. They get two more insurance runs, and Ben Butel is going to take over. We'll take a quick break and bring it back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. Lefty Ben Butel takes over for the Kannapolis Cannonballer. 6 foot, 165-pound, 23-year-old, a free agent signee in 2022 by the Chicago White Sox. The side armor from Davenport, Iowa. On the bump, he'll take over. First pitch of his night to Zach Cole is inside. 1-0 your count. Butel, the side-arming lefty, will offer the 1-0 in there for a called strike. 1-1 now on Zach Cole. Cole looking to avoid the golden sombrero. He's 0-3 with a trio of strikeouts. Butel, the former Iowa Hawkeye, with a 1-1 count, pitches up and in now. 2-1 your count. Again, a Davenport, Iowa native, product of Davenport Assumption High School. Pitched at Iowa in the Big Ten. He's one of the better lefties as part of that team. A 2-1 is packed and a missed for strike two. 2-2 is your count. He was a Gold Glove recipient in NCAA baseball. He was a top defensive pitcher in Division I college baseball. The second Hawkeye ever to earn a Gold Glove. Second team all Big Ten selection as well. 2-2 on the way. Breaking ball is outside. Now count will run full. One of the more electric guys out of the bullpen for Iowa. Not a huge velo guy, but his stuff is filthy. And, of course, the sidearm makes it dirty, too. 3-2. Zach Cole lifts a 3-2 high and foul down the left field line. Count stays put at 3-2. 29 appearances in 2022 for Ben Butel. 3-0, the 1.47 ERA for the Hawkeyes. He had four saves, 41 strikeouts, and just six walks. 3-2 on the way. Cole will chop this one towards short. Sprinkle backhands, has to hurry the throw, but the play is made to the first base bag for the out. A nice play, and that is the 6-3 ground out for Zach Cole. He's 0-4 tonight. Nobody on, and one down for Ricardo Below. Ben Butel started his collegiate career at Bowling Green State in 2018. 1-3 on the year with a 5.34 ERA in 2018. Then he went to Allen Community College in 2019. Tossed 11 appearances, 10 starts there. Pitches in there for a called strike to below 0-1. Butel, the lefty on the mound, 0-1. Here's the pitch. Working quickly. This one is inside to below, now 1-1. 2020, he transferred to Iowa, where the season was canceled after 5 appearances for Butel. 1-1 on the way. This one's fouled off straight back by Ricardo Below. Move it to now a 1-2 count. Ben Butel, an older brother Brian and a younger sister Amanda. His brother played baseball at St. Ambrose University. Son of John and Terry Butel from Davenport, Iowa, is the lefty Ben Butel. 1-2, here's the pitch. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck in hard. Ben Butel picks up his first punch out of his Kannapolis Cannonballers career. Here in Atrium Health Ballpark, he picked up 2 in his debut, but he picks up his first one here at his home ballpark in Kannapolis. So 2 down, nobody on for Rolando Espinosa. Butel entering tonight 2 1/3 with 2 strikeouts and a walk. He has allowed just 2 hits, as that one's in there to Espinosa for a strike, 0-1. Last time out on Monday night, he pitched 1 pitch, hence why he's back so soon. 0-1 is inside, 1-1. He literally tossed 1 pitch and got a pop out to get out of the frame for Pat Leland. 1-1, here's the pitch. In there for a called strike, 1-2 now to Rolando Espinosa. Butel's first outing in which he didn't throw more than one pitch. 2 innings against Augusta. 2 hits, a walk, and 2 punch-outs against the Green Jackets. Always a tough opponent. A 1-2 count, 2 down. Here's the pitch from the lefty. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. How about 2 punch-outs tonight for Ben Butel? A nice little 1-2-3 inning for the lefty. Sends us into the bottom of the 8th. Fayetteville goes down in order in the 8th inning. Bottom 8 headed your way after a short break on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. Ballers on top 6-1 here at Atrium Health Ballpark in Kannapolis. Mario Camaletti, Tim Elko, Bryce Willits do up in this bottom of the 8th inning. Kannapolis on top 6-1 over the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Brian Perez returns to the mound. It is a pitch clock violation on the batter, Mario Camaletti. That'll start with an 0-1 count. Camaletti not a huge fan of the call. He says he was waiting on the pitcher. Nonetheless, an 0-1 count to start his at-bat. Brian Perez returns to the mound, inning number 2 of work. 0-1 pitch to start the at-bat is upstairs. 1-1 now on Camaletti. He's reached twice tonight with a walk on the 3rd and 5th. He scored once in that 3rd inning in which Kannapolis put up 4 runs. 1-1 on the way from Perez. It's inside. Moved now 2-1 on Camilletti. A Let's Go Ballers chant arises from the crowd here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Perez with a 2-1 count. He'll set, pitch delivered. Fastball in there for a called strike now 2-2. Mario Camilletti, Carolina League leader in walks. He's now got 36 on the year. He has been impressive. 2-2 count. Perez will set. Here is the pitch. This one is lined into center field. Zach Cole after it, but he won't get there in time. It'll be his line single for Mario Camilletti. He's got a base hit here in the eighth inning to lead it off. Ballers now with a base runner in the eighth to start off. One on and nobody out, and Tim Elko is going to step in. Elko with one on and nobody out. He's singled tonight. He reached on an error. He struck out looking, and then he flew out. Had an eventful night as Tim Elko. Slightly open stance against Perez. Here's the pitch. And there for a called strike on a fastball, 0-1. A couple of finals tonight in the Carolina League already. The Carolina Mudcats take their game against the Lynchburg Hillcats 11-5 up at Bank of the James Stadium in Lynchburg, Virginia. 0-1 count, Perez sets. Here's the pitch. This one's lifted high and foul. Moved to now 0-2. Down East Wood Ducks take it 3-1 over the Columbia Fireflies. The Fireflies now have dropped 3 in a row to the Down East Wood Ducks. A tough place to play, Granger Stadium. And the Fireflies are dropping now 3 in a row in that South Division, which is getting a bit of a tighter race. 0-2 is inside and low now, 1-2. And then the Charleston River Dogs dropped their game tonight 4-3. To the Augusta Green Jackets. The Green Jackets just a few balks tonight. 5 total balks in that game, including the winning run coming home on a balk in favor of Augusta as Elko will hack at a 1-2 and miss for strike 3. Second time he struck out tonight. Perez has picked up another strikeout in his name, his second of the evening. That'll be one down, a runner on. Now for Bryce Willits. Two other games going on still in the Carolina League. Top of the ninth, a tie game between the Myrtle Beach Pelicans and the Salem Red Sox. A good matchup down in Myrtle Beach. And then Fredericksburg on top 7-6 over the Delmarva Shorebirds. Up in the North Division, Willits will hack and miss. 0-1 in your count on Bryce Willits. All the other games in the South Division are complete at the moment. Columbia and Down East finish. Down East on top 3-1. Willits' 0-1 pitch from Perez is inside, now even at 1-1. Myrtle Beach still in action in the ninth inning, a tie game there. But Columbia now losers of 3 in a row. They'll drop to 28-20. And Augusta gains the game on them. So now Augusta just 2 games back of first place. 1-1 gets through the shift and into left field for a base knock. Camilletti is going to scurry to second. Bryce Willits now with a multi-hit game. He gets to first base safely. To second goes Camilletti, and Willits again a multi-hit game. He's got 2 singles on his night. 2 on and 1 down in the inning for Brooks Baldwin. So Augusta now 26-22. Columbia at 28-20. 2 games back are the Augusta Green Jackets from first place. Myrtle Beach not far behind either. And if Kannapolis is able to pick up a victory here, they would slowly creep their way back into the mix for first place. 0-1 is fouled back, 0-1 your count. Entering tonight, the Ballers 4.5 games back of the Columbia Fireflies. But every game Columbia drops and Kannapolis wins, it's helpful. Kannapolis still has a couple of games to make up as well. One coming in about 2 weeks against Kinston, against the Down East Wood Ducks out in Kinston. A 1 in the way. This one is on the inside corner for a strike to Brooks Baldwin. 0-2 is your count. They'll have one more doubleheader to make up the game against the Down East Wood Ducks. Exactly 2 weeks from tonight out at Granger Stadium on June 15th. 0-2 pitch. Just a bit outside. Count will move to 1-2 on Baldwin. Next week, the Ballers will be home. They'll host the Lynchburg Hillcats, who are currently two games below 500. They're 22-24 in fourth place in the North Division. Out of the Cleveland Guardians organization. A 1-2 count, pitch delivered. Baldwin sharply grounds this to first on a broken bat. It's a foot race at the first base value, but Gaston will win it. He'll get the out, but the runners will move up. Camilletti to third and Willits to second. So a productive ground out for Brooks Baldwin. Two down, two on still for Luis Pineda. So another broken bat for our Break a Bat, Plant a Tree program. That's 19 total trees to be planted now with the broken bats. Baldwin will step in with the broken bat. Luis Pineda due up. 2-1. Here's the pitch from Perez. Lower part of the zone for a called strike. 0-1. So now just playing a hypothetical game. Canapolis with a win tonight would move to 24-23. Not far behind the Augusta Green Jackets and Myrtle Beach Pelicans at all. As Pineda tattoos this one high and deep into right center field. Backtracking is Perez. He's not going to get there. It's going to land off the wall. Scoring will be Camilletti. Scoring will be Willits. It's a two RBI night for Luis Pineda. He adds a double to the date. And the Ballers are back on top to 8-1 here in this bottom of the eighth inning. Camilletti and Willits score. 8-1 Canapolis on top. And Laureano is going to step in with two outs and a runner on second. Very hard hit ball from Luis Pineda. As now, Joinville Laureano will step in. A runner on second is Pineda. Pineda's got a multi-hit game. He had a single in the fifth. Another RBI extra base hit for Canapolis tonight. Laureano fouls it off. 0-1 is your count. Pineda with a pair of RBI. Him and Baldwin both with multi-hit games. Canapolis offense has really shown up and shown out tonight. First time they've picked up more than seven hits in a game against Fayetteville since earlier this year. Pitch is swung and a miss now, 0-2 on Laureano. Bit of a slower game tonight, but I'll take it. Canapolis is on top 8-1 over the Fayetteville Woodpeckers in what's been a statement night of offense so far. 0-2 from Perez. Fastball in there. Ring him up. Got him looking. Called strike three. Laureano will sit down looking for the third time tonight via the strikeout. But eight innings of baseball complete. The Maulers up by seven. And they'll more than likely send Ben Butel out to complete things here at Atrium Health Ballpark. I'll take a fast break. Hopefully our last one before the postgame show. We'll be right back after a quick break on the Maulers Baseball Network and Bally Sports Live.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Canapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hi, guys.
Kannapolis Cannonballers are now three outs away from picking up their first victory of the week against the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Ben Butel returns to the mound for his second inning of action, hopefully his final inning of action, as Kannapolis up by 7, 8-1 your score. They're out hitting Fayetteville 9-3, three errors on the board for Fayetteville, just one for Kannapolis. Ben Butel on the bump. Luis Encarnacion steps in. He is 1-for-2 tonight. Reached on a walk his last time up. Butel's first pitch is a fastball in the outside corner for a called strike. 0-1 is your count. Encarnacion, Garcia, and McGowan do up. Butel sets 0-1 in the way. This one is foul tipped. Pineda gets hit in the foot, and he is saying, gosh, oh, golly gee, that hurt. 0-2 is your count. That foul tip off the foot of Pineda. And he is trying to walk it off over there in some obvious discomfort. As now trainer in Austin Smith is going to come out and make sure that Pineda is okay. Looks like he's just in some discomfort. It probably hit him on the toe. He does have some protection there with the leg guards, but that padding is not exactly super thick down in that foot area. So Pineda trying to see if he can stay put in this ball game. A 0-2 count on Luis Encarnacion. Butel has looked sharp tonight. 17 pitches, 12 strikes. He has been hitting the strike zone with consistency. As mentioned, the former Iowa Hawkeye. Just what he did in college as well. Really found ways to get guys out. Did the lefty side armor from Davenport, Iowa. O-2 count on Luis Encarnacion. Looks like Pineda is all good to go. 0-2 count. Butel on the bump. He'll set. Here's the pitch. Fastball up and away. 0-2 will move to 1-2 on Encarnacion. Encarnacion going no batting gloves. As mentioned last night, major respect for him with the old school approach. I like it. A 1-2 count. Here's the pitch. Swung and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Three now on the night for Ben Butel. He sat them all three down in a row, dating back to below in the eighth inning. Below Espinosa and now Encarnacion going down on strikes. Two outs away are the ballers from victory. That'll send us to John Garcia, the catcher. Garcia reaching on a walk in the second inning. Other than that, it's been a fielder's choice in the fourth and a pop out in the sixth. First pitch from the lefty. Butel is just a bit outside. 1-0 is your count. You look at the Fayetteville Woodpeckers against lefty pitching. And lefty pitching seems to be a little more rare in this Carolina League this year. 1-0 outside, 2-0 is your count. It might be just who the Kannapolis Cannonballers have faced, but it really seems to be a rarer and rarer occurrence to see a lefty pitcher in this league. 2-0 outside, now 3-0. John Garcia at the plate. Against lefties, batting 217. He does have five hits. 3-0 from Butel. Fastball right down the middle for a strike. Now 3-1. Actually, the best hitter against lefties, hopefully we won't see him in this half inning, it's Sandro Gaston, batting 310 against left-handed pitching. 3-1. Fouled off. Count will run full. 3-on-2 on John Garcia. As mentioned tonight, just reaching the once on a walk. He's 0-for-2. Kannapolis on top, 8-1. Looking to pick up a win, 3-2. This one's lined in the gap in right center. That's going to drop and roll, and that might be trouble. Rounding first, headed for second is Garcia. Throw will come in from the outfield, but it'll be a stand-up double for John Garcia, the catcher, and it will extend the frame. The Fayetteville Woodpeckers now have a base runner at second. It's their fourth hit of the night, and Garrett McGowan will be due up with a runner in scoring position. McGowan will step in the lefty-lefty matchup now as Butel will have a runner on second to deal with. Pineda's going to come chat with his lefty arm in Butel. McGowan, the left fielder, due up. As Kannapolis, again, two outs away from victory tonight. Been a bit of a slower-paced game in this one. Butel sets, pitch delivered, check swing. Does McGowan go around? No, says infield umpire Frank Jones. 1-0 is your count. 1-0 count on McGowan. He's 1 for 4 against lefties, batting 250. Butel with a 1-0 count. Pitch is hacked and a missed for strike one. A 1-1 count on Garrett McGowan. Just shy of a three-hour game at the moment here in Kannapolis. In two games, we've had pretty quick nights here at Atrium Health Ballpark. But Kannapolis hasn't won either of them, so I'll take a little longer game if it means the Ballers going to win. 1-1, swing and a miss now, 1-2. Had a 2-hour and 19-minute game on Monday night. A 2-hour and 10-minute game last night. Tonight we're sitting at, it'll probably be just shy of 3 hours, hopefully. We can hope. Hopefully didn't jinx it there. A 1-2 count on McGowan. Here's the pitch from Butel. This one's outside on a curveball, now 2-2. Butel just the third arm used tonight by the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Schweitzer got the start, looked sharp. Andujar settled in and looked good. And then Butel in for the two-out closeout. 2-2 is lined. Foul heads up in the right field terrace area. Count stays put at 2-2 on Garrett McGowan. Leo's Danny Molina awaiting on deck here in the ninth inning. Two-two from Butel. This one's lifted high and foul down the left field line. 2-2 remains your count on Garrett McGowan. And that double from John Garcia is the first extra base hit for Fayetteville all night. They had three singles. And then that double now from Garcia just one batter ago. 2-2 count, one down. Here is the pitch from the lefty. Check swing. Did he go around? Yes, he did, says infield umpire in Frank Jones. It'll be a swing and a miss strikeout for Ben Butel. And the Ballers are one out away from victory. That is Butel's fourth punch out of the night. One away, and Leo's Danny Molina will step in. Molina at the plate. Garcia is at second. Butel will set on the mound. Here is the pitch. Just a bit low and inside to Molina. 1-0 your count. Molina is 0-3 tonight. A strikeout, a ground out, and a pop out. If he wants to get the rainbow, he can have a fly out here. A 1-0 count. Here's Butel's pitch. Fastball outside on the 1-0, now 2-0. Leo Zanny Molina against lefty pitching. Batting 241, he has seven hits. Second behind Sandro Gaston for that number. 2-0 to Molina from Butel in there for a strike. 2-1 now on Leo's Danny Molina. Still a good crowd sticking it out here at Atrium Health Ballpark. And it's been a bit of a longer game tonight, but Ballers leading 8-1. They're out hitting Fayetteville 9-4. Butel and the Ballers two strikes away from victory. 2-1. Swinging a foul tip. It's a piece of Molina. And now Fayetteville down to their final strike as Ben Butel and the Ballers looking to slam the door shut. Molina has mentioned 0-3 with a ground out. His last at-bat was a pop-out in the seventh inning. 2-2 count, two outs. Here's Butel's pitch. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Five strikeouts tonight for Ben Butel. And that sends the Ballers into a victorious dance here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Ballers win, baby. Ballers win. 8-1, your final score. That'll send us into the postgame show. Ballers take it 8-1. They out-hit Fayetteville 9-4. An offensive night for Kannapolis. A good night at the plate all around. And it gives the Ballers a much-needed victory to stay alive in the race for the Carolina League South Division. We'll recap it all in the postgame show after a quick break on the Ballers Baseball Network and Bally Sports Live.
Hi guys, it's Mark with Oak Valley Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our WAVE technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. no pills, and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now, and not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 704-754-5555. That's 704-754-5555. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Oak Valley Medical Clinic now to qualify. 704-754-5555.
Michaela, thanks for sending it up here to the broadcast booth, high atop Atrium Health Ballpark. Ballers win, baby. Ballers win. 8-1 is your final score. Oh, how sweet it is to see a victory here at this beautiful ballpark, Atrium Health Ballpark, as Kannapolis takes it 8-1 tonight. Your final score is 8-1, 9-4 the hits tonight. Kannapolis out-hits Fayetteville for the first time all week. Fayetteville does get the three errors, Kannapolis with the one. But the story of the game tonight was the offense. Kannapolis put up four that third inning, and they picked up two runs in the seventh and eighth for insurance. Again, taking that 8-1 victory. A multitude of RBIs, good extra base hit nights as well. We'll get you caught up. Tyler Schweitzer with a win. It's his fourth of the year. He's now 4-2. And then Chirinos gets the loss. He is 0-1. A couple notable performances for both sides before we send you on your way. Bryce Willits, 2-for-5 with a multi-hit game. He does extend his on-base streak. Brooks Baldwin, 2-for-5 with a pair of RBI as well. You heard from Michaela and Brooks down there on the field. And Luis Pineda, our five-star transmission star of the game tonight, 2-for-4 with a pair of RBI. He had that double late in the game as well as third double on the year. He does pick up another pair of RBIs. He's got 14 on the year. 1-for-5 with an RBI as well for Yoenimil Laureano. Drake Logan also gets an RBI despite being 0-for-1. He draws three walks. Does Drake Logan looking sharp out there? Does Drake Logan at the plate drawing a couple of free passes? The Ballers use three arms tonight. Schweitzer gets the win, 4-2 on the year. 5 2/3, three hits, a run. It was not earned, though. It doesn't go against his ERA. Three walks and seven punchouts on the night for Schweitzer. Andujar comes in and gets the hold. An inning and a third, no hits, no runs, a walk, and a strikeout. And then Ben Butel comes in two innings, mows through the order for Fayetteville. Two innings with a hit and five strikeouts on the night for Ben Butel. Other side, Fayetteville, just four hits, two of them coming from Ricardo Below with the only multi-hit game for the Woodpeckers. And then 1-for-3 nights for Luis Encarnacion and John Garcia. No RBIs tonight. They do get the one run in the sixth, but no RBIs on the board for Fayetteville. They use four tonight. Chirinos gets the loss. He's 0-1 on the year. 2 1/3. One hit, three runs, two earned, three walks, and two punchouts. Arias comes in. An inning and 2/3. A hit, a run, it was not earned, a walk, and four punchouts. Alim Bersanta comes in and allows a few 2 2/3. Four hits, two runs, both earned, three walks, and four punchouts. And then Perez in. An inning and 1/3. Three hits, two runs, both earned, two walks, and two punch-outs. A little longer game tonight, 2 hours and 51 minutes. First pitch was 7:02 tonight. Well, we appreciate all of you sticking out here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Always good to see a Ballers victory. Over 2,400 Ballers fans packing Atrium Health Ballpark. We're very thankful for each and every one of you that came out tonight. for a beautiful night for baseball, and it's even better because, hey, ballers win, baby. Ballers win. We'll do it all again tomorrow, 7 o'clock first pitch, set to be another beautiful night here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Nick Swanson's going to get the start for the Woodpeckers, and we don't have quite a clue yet who the starting arm for the Kannapolis Cannonballers is tomorrow. Y'all are going to want to come out, though, and check out who the starting pitcher is tomorrow. We'll find out tomorrow, hopefully, and get you that info as soon as we can. Be sure you stick on our socials and check out who our arm will be tomorrow. If you can't make it to the ballpark tomorrow for our 7 o'clock first pitch, tune in on the broadcast. I'll bring you all the action on Bally Live, MILB.TV, free audio streams on kcballers.com, and, of course, the MILB First Pitch app. Thanks, as always, for tuning in. I'm Dan Helody, and I'll leave you, as I always do. Speak in love, love baseball. Stay blessed, and until next time, have a blast. Ballers win, baby. Ballers win 8-1 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. We'll see you tomorrow, 7 o'clock, first pitch. Hope to see you soon here at the ballpark or on the podcast. Enjoy the rest of your night, and have a great one, everyone.